Good Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Finally, the rain has ended. Picked up 2.25 to about 2.5 inches of rain here in Fargo-Moorhead right now. Mostly clear. We have 42 degrees at our WDAY Radio studios, high top I-29 in South Fargo. We are looking for a sunny day today. Where's that sun been? It's been hiding the past few days. Sunny, 68 for our high temp. North, northeast winds 5 to 10. If you're looking for the 70s, not going to see 70s as we continue through the end of the week and the long holiday weekend. Highs will be in the upper 60s and just a very slight chance of rain Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I'll have more details on that coming up in just a bit. Three people were taken to the hospital after two vehicles collided in the I-94 construction zone in Moorhead last night. It happened in the westbound lane near 8th Street just after 10:30. 35-year-old Ashley Dearborn of Fargo, 24-year-old Jeremy Schultz of West Fargo, and 81-year-old Ronald Erdman of Barnesville were all taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Traffic is slowed through that area, and there's one less lane to use as work is being done on and near the Red River Bridge. That project's expected to last all summer. Pay close attention as you pass through that work zone. Spring planting is well underway in North Dakota. The USDA says last week almost 4 days were suitable for planting. Several crops are ahead of last year's progress to this point, including soybeans, which are exceeding their 5-year average rate due to the planting conditions. It's not known how this week's rain will impact the plant. 13 North Dakota recipients have been recognized and awarded for their participation in the USDA's Farm to School program. The recipients will split more than $200,000 to purchase equipment for the program. Locally, West Fargo Public Schools receive funding. Our partners at Valley News Live report federal law enforcement authorities are investigating an incident in Oaks, North Dakota, leading to the arrest of several people. They did learn from the police chief that DEA is investigating. The station received tips from viewers Friday about multiple agencies in town, and several arrests were made. North Dakota Department of Child and Family Services Director Corey Peterson has pleaded guilty to misdemeanor stalking of his former partner. Peterson was accused of contacting the woman 125 times before being issued a restraining order. He received a suspended sentence for the stalking charge and will serve almost a year of probation. North Dakota's unemployment rate is dropping. The state reports the jobless rate last month came in at 2.5%, down 0.6%. Although the state says the number is slightly higher compared to a year ago. The Justice Department is dismissing Biden-era investigations into nearly a dozen police departments across the country, including Minneapolis. The DOJ says the lawsuits were filed last minute by the Biden administration after President Trump was reelected. The lawsuits accuse the departments of widespread patterns and unconstitutional police practices, policing practices, which the DOJ said relied on flawed methodologies and incomplete data. A U.S. District Court judge is ordering the release of a University of Minnesota student from ICE custody. A judge earlier this month ruled that Dogokan Gayaden could not be deported over an arrest for a drunk driving in 2023. He remained in ICE custody and has since been there since March after being taken into custody near his St. Paul apartment. His student visa was revoked and deportation proceedings began. DHS argued he was a risk to public safety, saying he should be sent back to his native Turkey. And Minneapolis retail giant Target says price hikes will be a very last resort for offsetting tariffs. Comment comes despite the retailer reporting weaker than expected sales in its first quarter. According to Target CEO, the company has many levers to use in mitigating the impact of tariffs. Major retailers appear to be treading cautiously around the question of price hikes after President Trump slammed Walmart for warning shoppers they could pay more due to those tariffs. 5:04, rain is ending. Actually got some baseball in, looks like. Jace Denman is here with your WDAY Radio Sports.
That's right, Bonnie. Minnesota Twins split their doubleheader with the Cleveland Guardians on Wednesday. Twins walked off the Guardians 6-5 on a Cody Clemens RBI double. This was Clemens' third career walk-off hit. Clemens, along with Harrison Bader, drove in a pair of runs apiece. Joe Ryan gave up 3 runs over 5 innings and a no decision. Johan Duran blew the save opportunity, giving up 3 runs in the ninth, but would end up with the win. In game two, Twins fell 5-1. Chris Paddock gave up 2 runs over 5 and a third and was tagged with the loss. Ryan Jeffers drove in Minnesota's only run. Twins are off today before welcoming the Kansas City Royals to Target Field for a weekend series beginning on Friday night. The Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks split their doubleheader with the Chicago Dogs last night. In Game 1, Fargo-Moorhead fell 4-0. In Game 2, the Redhawks rebounded with a 4-1 win. Redhawks and Dogs are slated to wrap up their midweek series this evening with first pitch scheduled, as always, at 7:02 p.m. Tonight, I say it's a must-win already.
It is.
Minnesota Timberwolves are at Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. Tip-off schedule around 7:30. You can book it more about 7:40, just saying.
Yep.
Thunder lead that series 1-0. I don't like the prospect of winning this series if we go down 2-0. That's what we did last year against Dallas, and that was a sign of impending doom. PGA Tour, Charles Schwab Challenge. Golfers begin teeing off this morning at 7 a.m. Tom Hoagie is scheduled to tee off his opening round at approximately 8:17 a.m. Last night, I went to bed. I checked the score. There was a 5-point lead with 23 seconds to go.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure exactly what I missed to force overtime, but the Indiana Pacers get that game to overtime. They take down the Knicks 138-135 in overtime, and they take a 1-0 series lead. As I said, Thursday tonight is the game between the Thunder and Wolves. Stanley Cup playoffs, Dallas Stars all over Edmonton last night, 6-3. Back and forth game. When I checked the score in the third period with 7-8 minutes to go, it was 4-3. So they got a couple towards the end. Probably one of them was, at least one of them was probably an empty netter. Dallas leads that best of seven series 1-0. Tonight, game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. Florida leads the series 1-0. They will be at Carolina. Puck drop scheduled for approximately 7 p.m. And tonight, you can get all caught up in the sports world. We'll probably break down more of that Timberwolves game one loss and how they look going into game two on Primetime Sports tonight from 6:30 to 7 p.m. with Big Game James McCarty and myself.
There you go. Sunshine today. What's that? Yeah, we'll finally see sunshine. 68 for the high. Winds north-northeast 5 to 10. 40 our overnight low as we gear up for the holiday weekend. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny. 68 again for the high. North-northeast winds 5 to 15. And winds will be light all weekend, which is nice. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain. There's a slight chance of rain Saturday through Monday. It's at 20%. So it's just going to be like a pop-up shower or thunder shower, and that should be it if we see it at all. 67 are high on Saturday. Sunday, 68. And then for Monday, Memorial Day, mostly cloudy. Again, that slight chance of rain at 20%. 68 for our high. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10. Right now, it is mostly clear. We have 42 degrees here at our WDAY radio studios, high top I-29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the northwest, 6 miles an hour. It is 5:08. Time to get you updated here on your national news from ABC, then a song of the morn and question of the morn coming up. 5:14, good Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY radio. Sunny 68 today. We're going to dry up all those soggy conditions after a couple of days of rain here. 2.25, 2.5 inches of rain, pretty common across the FM metro. Some spots saw less, some spots saw more. A question of the morn, have you started any planting yet? And if so, what have you planted? Some people are waiting for this weekend. Some people do have stuff in the ground, but I'm nosy. We're nosy. So have you started planting? What do you have planted? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. There you go. That'll get the heart pumping this morning. 5:19, Bonnie and Friends WDAY.
You had a nice conga
radio
there. Way to go.
Thank you. I tried.
Nice footwork.
I thought, what's something kind of upbeat to get us going now that we've rounded the corner and the rain's ended and we've got sunshine coming today?
One of these days when you're gone, I'll play a long Metallica song just to get everybody wide awake.
Metallica.
Yeah!
Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends and I call him Metallica. 5:19, question of the morn. Yeah, now that we are drying out here, or will dry out here this weekend, are you going to do any planting? Have you started planting yet? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn. What have you planted? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. I am done planting, but I only plant flowers.
I don't know if we're planting any vegetables this year. Sandy's got kind of a test plot down for a test plot.
I like that.
Of flowers. She's trying, you know, she's Googled a couple different things, and with the the soil and stuff over in West Fargo being real clay-like. I mean, there was two different ways you could do it, which was, you know, you could actually put cardboard down, put a pretty heavy layer of potting mix, and then plant your flowers on top of that, and it'll help kill the grass underneath it with that cardboard, and then the flowers will just pretty much want to grow anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So she skipped the cardboard part and just put dirt on top of the grass to see if some of the stuff will grow. And some of the flowers are sprouting. So
are they like wildflowers? Wildflowers are really pretty.
No, they're that. I forget what she said it was again. Not zinnias, maybe?
Zinnias are pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty. So then she got a couple other things with flowers in them. I threw down some grass seed before. When was it? Sunday then I did that. So we've gotten the whole week of rain and stuff on the yard. So I'm hoping to see if I can get some of that Kentucky bluegrass to fill in some spots. So
reseeding and filling bare spots, it's a lot of work. It doesn't always take, and you have to do it over and over again sometimes.
Yeah. And some of the spots will kind of fill in naturally as the there's more rain, there's more sun, etc., and the grass isn't dormant, so that way the dog doesn't ruin the backyard any more than it already is. Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, a few weeks ago, I got the native grass trimmed down around the patio, so that way that can grow new
in
this year.
See, you've been out
there
getting stuff done.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, the patio and the deck furniture is out and ready to go, and I think Sandy's already planted some of the flowers in the butterfly garden, et cetera. So a lot of stuff is done. I mean, it depends if there's anything else we want to add, but for the most part, everything flower-wise is out there, so hopefully it survived this week with some colder temps, etc.
Yeah. That one day was, Saturday night?
Yeah.
Saturday night, one of those days. I did cover my, but just because my pots are so big, they're like 3 feet around and they're heavy, and it's just like, well, I'm not lifting those and moving in the garage. So I went and got some sheets and pillowcases and tossed it over four of my big pots. And but then we didn't even get that cold. I think we stayed up to 40. It was supposed to dip down potentially towards freezing, at least here in the metro, and we didn't get that cold.
Yep.
But, yeah, you spend good money on plants. You don't want to have them die, and then you have to go replant them and buy them again.
Yep.
That's no fun. Our lawn, however, is looking fantastic. Remember last year I told you guys – my husband got angry on
lawn. With all those spots,
There's so much quack grass. So then he takes out, you know, the big old shovel and he digs it up. And then we had like two dozen, and this was like the beginning of October, like the first couple of days of October. We had about two dozen holes he dug in our lawn, and then he puts grass seed down. It's like, well, grass seed's not going to germinate in October. So all winter long, and we didn't have much snow, I had to sit there and look at all these bare spots. However, now that we've gotten this really good rain, our lawn looks great. There's a few drier patches still on the back side, which would be the west side of the house, but really, really looks good.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's, you know, part of it in a sense is that I thought I read somewhere, and maybe it was Don Kinsler that told us. I mean, a lot of times you want to plant that grass like early spring, or you want to do it in the fall, so that way it'll kind of get worked into the soil, and then that way when it ends up becoming spring and the temperatures warm up, it'll start to germinate and grow in the spring. So I don't know. I just threw some down to try and see if we can get some of it and maybe help a couple spots kind of fill in sooner rather than later. But
are the blackbirds feasting on your lawn? The blackbirds have been crazy lately.
I haven't. Granted, the spot where it's at, you'd have to go look probably out of the office window over there and kind of see it because it's on the north side of the patio. But otherwise, you don't really have a good angle of it unless you go back there. And I mean, I haven't seen them. And I felt like with some of the rain and stuff, maybe it kind of kept them away a little bit. Plus, I mean, it seemed like when it first started raining, the blackbirds were really out in the front yard looking for worms.
They were looking for worms, but I think they like to eat the grass seed too.
Yeah, so.
So you got to plant a little extra.
Yeah, so I was throwing a bunch down in spots just to see what we did, and I used about half this bag. So we'll see if some of it starts to help a little bit, and then we'll kind of go from there when it comes to the rest of the summer and stuff.
Speaking of plants, coming up 7:10 this morning, Jill Patrie, Clay County Extension Horticulture Educator, will be joining us. If you guys have any lawn, garden, or tree questions, you can call in when she gets on air with us at 7:10. You can also email your questions in right now if you would like, and we'll ask her when she gets on air with us. Studio at WDAYradionow.com. You mentioned Butterfly Garden for your wife. There's some event coming up in Moorhead June 17th called FM Flutterfest. I'm guessing that has to do with butterflies, but I'm not 100% sure. Jill says she'll talk about it when she gets on air with us too at 7:10. All right, have you started any planting yet? And if so, what have you planted? 701 1-800-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. I was talking to Alex at our sister station, and she was thinking that she was going to get her planting done this weekend because, just like a lot of other people, and we had some Facebook photos somebody emailed or photos somebody emailed in yesterday, you've got all these plants taking up counter or kitchen table space mm-hmm. because it's the weather's been like, do I put it out and risk them freezing or whatever? So it sounds like we're done with the freezing temps. At least that's what Dino's been saying. So I think it's safe, too, to get your plants out there this weekend. But, yeah, a lot of people holding them back either in the garage or the kitchen or wherever you got space in your house. And it gets old. It gets, you know, messy if they're blooming. And, yeah, been there, done that. But this year I thought I'm tossing them out. There was only one more chance of frost. And like I say, all my hanging baskets, petunias, those were light. So I brought them in. But just those big pots.
Yeah,
it's like,
I could see that.
You cover them up and you're good, you know, even if you do get a frost. All right. On our Facebook page, have you started any planting yet? Got some responses coming in. Dave in Grand Rapids, yes. He says, yes, quite perfectly. He's planted his butt in his recliner.
Nice.
We're in Minnesota now. We can have weed. I think you can have, like, is it eight plants or something? Anybody growing the weed? Well, we can. I don't have any.
Are you trying to are you trying to ask for friends?
No. I mean, I grew
up. Do you plant the weed?
Yeah. No. I mean, I grew up in a greenhouse family. I'm sure if I got some pot seeds, I'd be able to grow myself some weed, too.
Yeah.
Crash says he planted a few bad ideas in a few people's heads. Yeah, he was in there bothering you and James yesterday, wasn't he, after I got done?
Oh, yeah. He does.
I moved him along.
He doesn't move along very quickly.
He moved from the studio to my office to finally your office. And, you know, we had a nice conversation. It's like I was busy. I was multitasking.
Yeah,
and then
I was trying to as well.
But yeah, but you and Jimmy can't stop talking, especially when somebody's in.
Well, James was just waiting for me to finish up some production so we could record a show. And so I'm trying to, like, listen to them talk while listening to audio and trying to put it all together. So it was a little bit chaotic in there, it felt like.
Mm-hmm. Coming up at 8:10 this morning, too, we are going to be joined in studio by Wendy Allen. Lost her daughter, Olivia. She should have been graduating from West Fargo High School this year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a fundraiser and community picnic, and that's coming up tonight at Riley's Acres. And Wendy's going to be joining us at 8:10 this morning. It's called Warm Blanket Hugs. And I guess there was nothing like Olivia's hug, so which is super cool. We're going to get details on that, but it's picnic, food, games, T-shirt fundraiser. If you want to check out warmblankethugs.com, or they're also on Facebook, or be listening 8:10 this morning, Wendy will join us, and we will get some more details on that. Question of the morning, have you started any planting yet? What have you planted? 701-293-9000. You can email us studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Lori took her, put her annuals in their pots. Yeah, that's the thing with pots. You can move them in and out, right? She said she took them in, though, and then brought them out again yesterday so they could get watered. There's nothing like rainwater. Your plants and flowers and grass, I mean, you can water it, you know, out of the faucet hose or whatever, and that's fine. I mean, they get a drink of water. They're thirsty, but they really seem to thrive when you get rainwater.
Yeah, it really does for whatever reason, and, you know, it is what it is, but if you get some nice rain, you know, timely rain, and it's the right amount, man, that just that perks your lawn up awfully, awfully quick. And yeah, watering it, and I don't do a very good job of watering my lawn just because I'm just waiting for the rain, really, you know. But you know, we've got neighbors that they've got a sprinkler system in there, and so a lot of times they try and make sure it's well watered, but a lot of times, like you said, it just doesn't seem like it has the same effect as rainwater.
Yeah, more nutrients or something in there. We'll ask Jill when she gets on air with us at 7:10. She'll know this morning. Yeah, and then, you know, self-watering or sprinklers or whatever.
Yep.
But then it seems like every summer we have watering bans in effect, odd, even days or whatever, too. So
I mean,
last year or whatever, we might have hit our lawn two times or whatever to take out the sprinklers when it got really rough looking.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did that a couple times as well, but, you know, we just, I you know, there's other people that will just regular, they've got the timer system on their sprinkler system and do it. We don't have a sprinkler system that wasn't installed when, you know, before we got the place, and You know, we had a place when we lived in California that had a sprinkler system. It was on a timer, and it just automatically went off like every day. And so it was what it was. But, you know, here we just kind of just like, well,
yeah.
As long as it's not July and it's super hot and dry, then the lawn won't look all dry and crinkly.
Well, and Mr. Kinsler told us, too, when we were visiting with him once last year, the year before, sometimes you just let that grass go dormant and it'll come back, you know, because that was, you know, we had drought conditions. Everybody's lawns were looking kind of brown last year and the year before, too. However, if you have newly seeded grass, of course, new trees, you have to water all that stuff and make sure that you're getting it watered. Question of the morning, have you started any planting yet? What have you planted? Maybe you're planting some crops out there. I'd love to hear from you this morning. 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Just getting some more lovely photos here from Nick. I don't know Nick's first name, but tomatoes, cucumbers, dill, cantaloupe. Ooh, cantaloupe. Nice. In well-established already, and then, of course, covered them with the potential for frost the other night, too. But cantaloupe sounds good. We used to plant watermelon all the time growing up. And by the way, Nick, you have a very beautiful groomed yard there. Very nicely done.
Show off.
I like when your yard is an oasis. Like, it's fun to hang out in your backyard or your deck or your garden area, whatever. I mean, you take great pride in it.
Technically, Bonnie, you like to hang out in any backyard where you're away from people. So it doesn't really matter what it looks like.
No, I like to hang out with people, too. I just don't like crowds. I like very small, intimate
Everywhere you go, you draw a crowd.
No, that's not true.
It is true.
I try to avoid crowds as much as I can. 5:32 right now, we're going to get your national news and sports in from ABC. Five 38, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We see some of you sneaking out early for the long holiday weekend, making it longer. I used to have friends, well, when we had our camper at the lake or whatever, we had a seasonal spot. Some would take off the whole week around holidays. You know, you take off either the week leading up to it, or you take off the week just for a nice summer vacation, you know, or Labor Day weekend, whatever you want to do.
What's this take off?
Yeah, James need to know how to do that. You guys are really bad about using your vacation time.
I used all my vacation time.
I use every day I've got coming.
I used all my vacation time last year.
Well, that wasn't ideal how you used your vacation time.
No, it was not.
I had been writing you nonstop. You need to take time off. You need to take time off. Go see your mom and dad. Go do something. And then he drops on us.
Yeah.
And ended up with 2.5 months or whatever he ended up off. That's
November,
not ideal.
November, December. Yeah, it's about
been a long time.
It was 2 months. It was about
James.
2 months.
You were gone forever.
Oh yeah, James and I were talking about that yesterday. He's like, so you were gone on like Christmas leave, like the first time I showed up to the office to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And James told me yesterday, he's like, you know, first thing when he saw me come in is like, well, number one, he's alive, he's back, right? And then his second thought in his head was like, I'm going to be able to get some sleep again.
Exactly.
Because he was running on freaking caffeine and just paranoia. And
it was a lot.
And the cat naps. So
we're glad you're back. Yeah. We're glad you lived.
Well, me too.
But yeah, you need to take your vacation time and enjoy, because I'll be taking all of my vacation time.
Jerk.
I get to go to one last trip here for Chicago at the end of the month because my granddaughter is going
to
be one.
To
on
Chicago.
June.
My parents are coming to Fargo for Chicago.
Yes.
There's a difference.
That's true, too. Chicago, the band.
Yeah.
My granddaughter turns one on June 3rd, so we have to go.
So I have to take 5 days off.
It's
leave
a long
Jace
drive.
Alone.
It's you're not alone. You have James. It's a long drive to Chicago.
It's a long 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
It'll be the last time, hopefully, that I have to go to Chicago because they're moving here this summer. So, and then just wait until my other daughter gets married and September, and I'm gone for 2 weeks.
It's gonna be a long 2 weeks.
It's gonna be a long 2 weeks for me also. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're traveling Europe.
That doesn't sound like fun to me. That's not. I'd rather stay in the North Woods of Minnesota. I don't need to go to exotic locations and deal with.
Well, then you should have really pitched that as an idea to your daughter for her wedding location. Let's get married back at home in the Iron Range.
I tried that. It didn't go well. Me in an airplane for 15, 16, 17 hours. Yeah, that's going to go over well. Hopefully I can sleep.
I was going to say, take some melatonin or something.
No, that stuff agitates me. I don't take that stuff. I tried it twice, and all it did was give me anxiety. I don't need melatonin.
I thought it gave you weird dreams, too.
That, too. Yeah, that stuff's not made for me.
You know those weird AI videos that keep popping up on, like, social media where it looks like, what's going on here? And it looks like someone, like, you know, turns into a monster or, you know, something weird happens in it. And you're like, what? Oh, it's an AI video that doesn't make any sense.
Those are my melatonin
dreams. That's the melatonin dreams Bonnie has.
Yeah, not for me. A lot of people take it, and they take it every night, and they swear by it.
Mm-hmm.
No, not so much. You take it every night? Yeah.
Not every night. I mean, last night I didn't. Sometimes it feels like when I take it at night, since I'm not taking it till 9:30 or so, I could use like another couple hours sleep with it. Mm. So it feels
the way Dean looks when he walks in the morning.
I feel kind of groggy and tired when I wake up from taking it. So I wake up a little bit better without it. But at the same time, sometimes I don't get as good a quality sleep because I toss and turn a little bit more.
Yeah, I remember that groggy feeling too, but mm-hmm. It was probably because I didn't sleep. But no, I don't like that feeling. I want to be, boom, bounce out of bed. Uh-oh, she's awake. Look out, world.
Yeah, that's usually what we say every day.
That's true. That's my style. Question of the morning. Have you started any planting yet? And if so, what have you planted? 701-293-9000. You can email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Justine is another one. Not yet, but hopefully this weekend. A lot of people do wait for Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
They usually figure by that time, you know, the threat of frost most years has passed. So that's a good time. And a lot of people will go to the cemetery too and, you know, plant or put flowers out for, you know, mom, dad, grandparents, mm-hmm. whoever, their relatives and stuff too. So very popular time to be getting out to the cemeteries to do planting. Dean says nothing planted at his place, but the neighbors have tall weeds about 6 feet tall along the fence. He thinks he'll help them out and pick them.
Such a nice guy.
No.
It's probably native grass. It's just grown really fast.
Maybe.
He's like, it's weeds.
Didn't he tell us a story once about one of his older siblings had marijuana plants or something?
Yeah, his mom pulled them up thinking they were just weeds, not weed.
Yeah. Any spring planting done for you yet? That's our question of the morning if you want to weigh in on that. For the first time ever, there's six of them, all the Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles will be in the same place at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They will be racing each other.
Yep.
And this is going to be happening at the Indy 500.
Yep.
There's something about the Wienermobile, right?
I just didn't really realize that they had multiple ones. I just always thought it was just the, I mean, granted, I
knew they had at least two because I thought they crisscrossed the country.
Sure.
I didn't realize they had six of them.
Neither did I. And I mean, it looks like they had, I don't know if they got logos on them where it's just like, you know, Wienermobile Chicago or something like that, like different locations on them. At least that was one picture I saw. I don't know if it was accurate or not.
Yeah, I always see the meme that makes the rounds in the wintertime where I don't even know if it's legit or not, where a Wienermobile slid off a snowy, icy highway and it's like in a snow-covered ditch or whatever. Allegedly, it was a Wisconsin pic. I don't know, but that picture's been floating around for about 10, 12 years already.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not all of us will be fortunate enough to go to the Daytona 500. So, uh-huh. Fox Sports, on their app, they will be streaming the Weenie 500.
I don't think those guys will probably go 500 miles in those vehicles. Just saying, that would take a while.
No, I wonder if... Well, hopefully you can get them up to 70 at least, because probably not, because a lot of interstate speed limits are...
Yeah, I mean,
I wonder if you can even get them that high, maybe 55, 60.
Well, I would wonder how fast you can go on those curves. I realize those are some banked curves there, but at the same time, these Wienermobiles, I don't think, are built for speed. They're built for, you know, product promotion.
Right. We've interviewed the people, some of the kids. Well, it's usually college kids. They always mm-hmm. like. Put out an ad, like, if you want to have fun, you're a college kid, you want to travel the country,
make 30 to 60 grand or whatever it was, just driving that all over the place.
Yeah, so we've chatted with them. They've been mm-hmm. around here. I remember one year getting, like, they gave out little wiener whistles. They did. This is probably 15 years back.
Do the wieners come running when you whistle?
No.
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 You just got to give them more of a how you doing, then they will.
Yeah, exactly. How you doing? I know they're custom made, but I wanted to find out like what vehicle the Wienermobile is. It's typically a Chevy motorhome chassis. Features a Vortec V8 engine, so it's got a big engine in it.
Yeah, it does.
But that's kind of a lot to haul, right?
Yeah.
It's like a double-decker bus, but
remember, this isn't in Daytona. It's in Indianapolis. It's the Indy 500.
Did I say Daytona?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a different state.
Oh. I said Indy a couple times. Maybe I said Daytona at one time.
You did say Daytona. That's why I just want to make sure you knew it was Indy.
The race is scheduled Friday at 2 o'clock during race week's annual Carb Day festivities. And each Wienermobile represents a regional favorite. The New York dog, the slaw dog for the Southeast, chili dog for the South, the chai dog, Chicago dog for the Midwest, Seattle dog for the Northwest. And I didn't know have you heard of a Sonoran dog for the Southwest? Sonoran?
Well, Sonora Desert.
Yeah, I know that, but have you ever heard of a Sonora dog?
Does it say what's on it?
Well, I had to Google it to find out. Yeah, I guess it's a Sonoran hot dog is a popular Mexican-inspired street food dish, well-known in Arizona and the southwestern U.S. You live there. You should know this.
Well, what's on it?
It's a twist on the classic hot dog, features bacon-wrapped grilled dog served in a soft bolillo or briote bun, some kind of soft bun. And topped with various condiments. What's a bolillo? Bolillo?
How do you?
B-O-L-I-L-L-O. Bolillo.
Bolillo.
I don't know.
Sure.
I've never heard of it before.
I haven't had that one. I mean, it was interesting when you said the chili dog for the South, but then what's on the Southeastern dog then? Or, I mean, do you have it all in one article or not?
I do, but I have to get back to my article, which is, what do you want to know?
What was on the Southeast dog? Because the Southern dog was like a chili cheese.
Slaw dog for the Southeast.
Well, I mean, I've gone to Georgia a number of times.
Have coleslaw in it?
I would assume so, but I mean,
I've never had like coleslaw, or maybe it's not coleslaw. Maybe it's just like vinaigrette or something.
Yeah, I've never had
that on a hot dog.
I've had coleslaw on probably chicken sandwiches.
Or pulled pork.
Maybe, yeah. I think over at Jay's Smoke and Barbecue, I believe they had something.
Yeah, I've had that before.
They had a really good sandwich over there with like pulled pork or whatever that had slaw on it. Then of course, obviously you can go even down to a place down in the States, Portillo's.
Yeah.
They've got the Chicago dogs, although the Italian beef sandwich is better.
It's the Pope Italian beef. Remember they renamed it?
Just for temporary,
It's the same thing when we
Pope Leo,
it.
The Pope Leo sandwich, The Leo.
Well, what's the difference? I thought it was going to be something like big.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly. It's just
it's
the
same.
We're just calling our Italian beef sandwich the Leo. And it's
are delicious, though, especially from Portillo's, which
you can
find all over Wisconsin and Chicago and stuff.
Yep.
So that'll be on my bucket list of things to do. What's on your bucket list? Oh, just to get an Italian beef at Portillo's. Or a hot dog. I'm not real picky. I don't set big goals that are unattainable. I want to be able to achieve my goals.
I want to
goals.
Be able to mark off things I've completed so we just have small goals so that way it's easier to check off those bucket list items.
And then, what's the pizza? Lou Malnati's pizza out of Chicago is really, really good, too.
I just remember the first time we had Chicago-style deep dish pizza. We were at a place out in Rapid City, and you're just like... We're only getting a medium pizza for like four or five of us. I mean, that's not going to be enough. We'll be able to eat at least two, three pieces. A piece, and then then you have a piece, and you're like, oh, this is why you don't order a bunch of pizza.
I don't care for deep dish. We did get one of the deep dish. I don't know. We were in Chicago probably because Logan had never had it, and then he wasn't overly excited about it. It's just too much.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, granted, maybe it's too much when I eat an entire medium pizza from Domino's, but that's a different story.
Who's judging you?
Yeah, I know.
You're
nobody.
Home alone. Leave me alone.
Well, everybody gets their own pizza, so
probably
I can do whatever
Luna,
I want.
She probably wants some of your pizza, or does she know that she does not get pizza? Or does she get pizza? Does she get crust?
She gets the crust. She gets the crust.
That's the best part.
No, it's not.
The crust?
No, the part that's got the toppings on it. That's the best.
I like the crunchy crust of a frozen pizza. Remember I told you I prefer frozen pizza. Unless it's Duane's House of Pizza, then I like
it. Oh, my gosh, Bonnie. I don't know about
you. And cold
pizza.
I am such a cold pizza person. I prefer it cold. I ate cold rigatoni last night, too.
So you like cold?
Yeah.
Cold pizza.
Stick with me.
Cold rigatoni. Flat fizzy drinks.
Yep, pop, that's been sitting out for 3-4 days. Yep. I'm a little different than the rest of you.
I mean, you've got such good taste when it comes to baking sweet treats and, you know, this Italian pasta and things you grew up making. And then all of a sudden you're like, I want cold pizza and leftover soda from 3 days ago.
Pasta, I probably would like it hot, but I didn't feel like tossing it in the microwave if it was leftover. So I like cold pasta.
Well, cold pasta is good. I mean, sometimes it's kind of... I always love that grated Parmesan cheese. I'll put that pretty much butt on anything if I can. Mm-hmm. And even on like cold leftover spaghetti, that's really good with a little extra Parmesan on it.
Oh, so you eat cold spaghetti too?
Oh, yeah, I'll eat it. Yeah. I'm not saying that's my first choice.
I know. Some people, I know one guy, he makes everything into a sandwich. So if he has cold spaghetti, you know my friend Chase.
Yeah.
He'll take bread, white bread, and he makes everything into a sandwich. Must have grew up the sandwich generation. Just that loves sandwiches. Yeah. He puts everything on bread and turns it into a sandwich.
Well, it's easier to, I suppose, handle that way.
To me, that's weird for. Like,
maybe he just likes to eat with his hands. Maybe. Everything about that?
Maybe. Spaghetti, though, and a sandwich?
I haven't done that, but I mean, it's intriguing.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe you can make, you know, a spaghetti burger or a spaghetti hot dog and just, you know.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I mean, you can,
as long as you eat it and you're not wasting it, that's all that matters.
However you like it, you go ahead and enjoy it.
Yep.
Have you started any planting yet? If so, what have you planted? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. If you want to weigh in on that, 701-293-9000, email studio. At WDAYRadioNow.com, drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Catherine says, so far her derriere is planted indoors, waiting for the 3+ inches of rain where she's at to soak
there
in.
There you go.
She's got a few mobile planters that have seen daylight and in some nighttime, too. Mm-hmm. She hopes to get planting this weekend. Yeah, and it just depends on where you were at and how much rain you got. It might be a little too soggy even to do that. But hopefully by, you know, Sunday, you should be able to get that stuff in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Time to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Oh, that's what the sun looks like. You got to look over your other shoulders, way behind you.
It.
Beautiful sunshine. That'll dry things out. Looking for a high around 68 today. 42 right now at our WDAY radio studios. High atop I-29 in South Fargo. Winds northwest at 6. And picked up about 2.25 inches of rain here locally, and it rained all day yesterday again, and there was already areas that already had 2.5 inches of rain when we were on the air yesterday morning, say 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that continued to add up. So other areas did pick up more rain than us. Minnesota Lakes Country, I think we were seeing some higher totals yesterday morning for them. Dean will be in. Do your job, Dean. That's your job.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be in a couple of minutes with more details, but it looks like the good news for the holiday weekend, the winds won't be strong, which is, you know, we can't always say that. How many times already the past couple of weeks here have winds been crazy? It'll be 68, so today through Monday, that's decent, right? 68-ish, close to 70. Make you feel better, I'll call it close to 70. And just a very slight chance of a passing shower or thunder shower, like 20% chance Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So don't let it wash out your plans. I mean, the odds of that happening everywhere and where you're at, you know, pretty slim. Unless Dean updates that.
Yeah, well.
I haven't looked at WDAYRadioNow.com since early this morning when I was looking at the forecast. Unless he hasn't fixed it yet, he still has 20% chance. So hopefully it sticks at that.
Yeah.
Still stable here. I know there's been some vaccination clinics going on measles-wise. They've had two at Fargo Cass Public Health. The first one, I think 30 people showed up. I don't know how many for the second one. But in Cass County, we have two confirmed cases of measles. Nothing has changed in the past week, so that's good.
That's good.
Western North Dakota, there's, I think it's either 10 or 12 cases statewide anyway in North Dakota. But it's a nationwide thing, and it's been going on, started down in Texas, and is spread across the country as, you know, people travel and stuff. And there's over 1,000 cases. I've got to look at a new stat here. But now Shakira was giving a concert in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium, and apparently somebody who was infected with measles attended that concert. So now they're letting everybody know who went to that Shakira concert in New Jersey that potentially they were exposed to measles.
Well, you know what they say. Hips don't lie.
No, they don't lie. Shakira, Shakira. I like her.
Well, that kind of sucks because, I mean, you're just going about your business and then you go to a concert and, you know, you could be exposed to something you don't want to be exposed to.
Right.
But,
and it can be very serious, too. If you have a weak immune system, you've never been vaccinated. I mean, people can die, get seriously ill, and die from the measles.
Yeah.
And what's it, if you've got one case, it can easily spread to 10, is what I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, it's always something like that when it's something that's contagious. You know, you can you know, one becomes, you know, one person can affect, say, four. Well, those four affect another four apiece, and all of a sudden that's 16, and then 16 times four is going to be 64. And before you know it, you've got this whole just kind of wave of, you know, people that are infected. So
yeah, and I want to say about 6 months ago, I think, is when we first started hearing about measles cases. Mm-hmm. I see already this year, as of May 15th, there were 1,024 confirmed cases of the measles nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
This concert happened after that, so they'll have more added in. 31 jurisdictions are part of 14 reported outbreaks, so 31 states.
Yeah.
They just say jurisdictions, yeah, but I think they mean states, because I know it's spread nationwide.
Yeah.
And babies, too. Like, they can't get the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine until they're a year.
Yeah.
And then I did see some news stories out about, I don't know, a month or so back, where they were like, yeah, well, you can get it for them earlier. Now they changed the guidelines.
Yeah.
However, when they're a year, they still have to get it. So
they'd have to get it a second time?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Because it's, I don't know, you have to be a certain age, I guess, to get full immunity from it.
I suppose, but...
And that's why I was a little concerned.
I'm not an expert on that stuff,
yeah.
So...
Oh, I was a little concerned about my granddaughter, too, you know, she's not one yet, but I was telling my daughter, because they live in the Chicago area, got a lot more people, and she's like, just be careful, and they don't do a whole lot. You know, they do go to Costco or the grocery store or whatever, but just be careful with the measles going around, because Zara's not vaccinated for that yet.
So. Definitely. I mean, you want to protect the youngest and most vulnerable, so, you know, take precautions. If need be, so.
Yeah, and just like anything, if you feel sick, like, don't go and spread your germs somewhere if you feel ill. So, yeah, we'll see how that shakes out. New Jersey health officials issuing that warning about potential measles exposure at Shakira's concert at MetLife Stadium. Not fun.
No, not at all.
I had measles in eighth grade really bad. It was not fun at all. And I was vaccinated. How does that work?
I told you
when I was pregnant with one of my kids, they made me get another vaccine because they claimed I didn't have immunity. It's like I'm probably in that, 7% that's not protected by the vaccine or something. Hopefully I am now.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. 6:02, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki walks in and goes, whoa, what's that? It's called the sun.
Yeah, is that what it is?
How long has it been since we've seen that
sun?
Jeez,
I don't know. We got
a few
Cheech and Chong clouds out there, but other than that, we're looking at a lot of sunshine today. What is that? I mean, it's nice to see, that's for sure. Oof, man. Today will be the pick day of the rest of the week. Yeah, we're almost at the weekend anyway, but it's going to be a beautiful. Today is an absolutely perfect hooky day if you're just waking up. And you're thinking, you know, I got some PTO. Take it today. Take it today. It's going to be a beautiful one out there. Temperatures in the upper 30s to lower 40s out there. And we're going to see a lot of sunshine today. Winds will be relatively light out of the north, about 5 to 15. And highs in the upper 60s. Yeah, a little bit below normal, but still a beautiful day out there. Clear skies tonight, upper 30s. And Friday, another day with quite a bit of sunshine with highs in the upper 60s. We'll see a few afternoon clouds, but other than that, a decent day. The weekend looking pretty good. Saturday, 68. Sunday, 69. And a few afternoon showers are possible late Sunday. I'll have Memorial Day forecast and take a sneak peek into next week coming up after the bottom of the hour, but all in all, a really, really decent-looking forecast. I know we had rain in the forecast for the holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of tapered off a little bit.
Okay.
Anything we do see is going to be widely isolated. So if you have outdoor plans, you'll squeeze them in. Mm-hmm. But just don't be surprised if you see a few hit-and-miss kind of late afternoon, early evening showers pop up.
I think if you say 70-ish, it makes it sound a little better.
69-ish. Sorry. You know, I mean, if we hit 70, fantastic, but I think upper 60s are a better bet.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's weird, though, how we really haven't seen much for 70s. We went into the 90s, and then we dropped into the 40s.
With snow out west.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
They got frost out in the western part of the state right now, and they had snow yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, that's crazy.
Did you see anything for rain totals? Because there was actually quite a bit of rain that continued to come down yesterday.
In our area, up and down the valley and into Lakes Country, it was about 1 to 3 inches. Most everybody saw an inch.
Nice.
And there were a few pockets of right around 3 inches. You go out west, Jamestown, and points westward from there, about the same, about an inch. Mm-hmm. Now, areas, Williston, Dickinson, those areas, over the last week and a half, mm-hmm. because they had that big rainstorm,
yep.
some areas out there have seen 6 to 8 inches of rain.
I bet it's still kind of soggy out there for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it soaked in. I mean, it was so dry out there.
Yeah.
A lot of that just soaked in instead of running off.
A temporary nuisance for the farmers out west, you know?
Exactly, but- yeah. Now we warm things up because, you know, as I was talking with Bridget yesterday, soil temperatures are so cold right now. Oh, so, yeah. I mean, you need that soil temperature, yeah. 50 or higher, especially for the corn. So we're finally going to help with that with the sunshine and warmer temperatures.
When are we getting hot again?
It's hot in here right now with me and you in here.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Hello. Jace. Well, all right, Jace.
Jace, you're fine.
Jace,
fine.
I'm fine. I don't see any hot weather.
Okay.
I see late next week, we'll probably be pushing 80s.
All right. That'll be warm.
But it's brief.
It'll be hot.
It'll be brief.
That's hot.
You complain when it's 80.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, we don't like
you
it.
Know?
No, we like 67 to 73 if you can kind of keep it
right?
in that range.
Perfect. Resort weather, if you mm-hmm. will. Yeah.
Typically, totally. Though, I mean, I know those 90s were weird that we had. Typically, you think more July, August for 90s,
For 90s,
don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You get them in June. I mean, heck.
I mean, I know it can happen.
In May here, yeah.
Right.
I think... You know, you've said already that it's going to be above average for temperature.
Temp-wise this summer, yeah, at or above average. And overall, we're going to be a little drier than normal. Uh-huh. You know, we'll have these quote-unquote timely rains
right.
that hit. We're not going to see another 6 to 8 inch rain system coming in
that's
here.
That's a lot.
But you know what? It hit at the right time, mm-hmm. and they needed it, no doubt.
So when we talk about what is the average temperature up here in the summertime, is it, you know, mid-80s, high-80s?
Depends what time of the summer.
Well,
yeah.
July.
I mean,
mainly July.
July, we're in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, are we going to have more 90-day
We'll have days a few. We'll have more 90-degree temperatures this summer than we did last, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I heard you earlier saying this on our show, but I think I heard you repeat it on the Jay Thomas show. Is there some stormy weather coming at the end of June?
The LRC is on about a 41 day cycle. So from the 15th through the 21st of this month, look at all the tornadic activity they had in Missouri, Kentucky, mm-hmm. Big severe weather. So you factor that 41 days after that, that puts us end of June into that first week in July. It's going to be active up here in the Northern Plains.
When my daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter yep. are supposed to be moving up
now, that doesn't
here, so we'll
mean
just
it,
have to watch it.
That doesn't mean it will be here,
right.
but North, South Dakota, Minnesota, it'll be active up here end of June, early July.
Great.
It'll be okay, Bonnie.
I know, they'll be fine.
We'll protect you.
Okay. Sounds good. Milos will protect us.
Yes, Milos right? will. Milos protect mother-in-law.
Question of the morning?
Planting. You already answered it on Facebook. Do you plant anything? Do you plant any flowers or anything?
No, but I will be. I have to redo my whole front in front of my house. I have to re-landscape that whole thing before I sell it. So I'm going to re-landscape the whole thing, probably put some hostas or something in there.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
You doing that all yourself then? Or are you hiring?
You want to help him?
I'm too cheap.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm too cheap. I'll be doing it myself.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah. Right?
It is. It's expensive to do
that. It is. Hire somebody to do that? Yeah.
It's expensive, and then if you do it yourself, it's a lot of time consuming.
That's
okay. It could be a lot of
backbreaking. But then you look back on it and say, you know, look at what
I'm
I did.
I'm proud of that.
Oh,
yeah.
I
exactly.
get that, too.
I mean, yeah. If you got the time to do it, mm-hmm. you know, you will save yourself a lot
yeah,
of money.
Oh, without
a
doubt.
Capable.
Yeah.
My next-door neighbor always said in the past, he's like, I got more time than I got money. So that's why he would do the landscape and stuff around.
See, now I'll probably help. I'll ask the neighbor to help, and, you know, a couple cases of beer might be thrown in there.
Exactly.
So.
However, there's some jobs you just pay professionals to do because sometimes if you start doing it and you don't know what you're doing, it'll cost you more money, husband.
Electrician and plumbing. Yeah, exactly.
That's why we hired someone for the fence and for the patio because I was like, that's going to take too much time and effort for me and my dad. So I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Not going to mess with it.
I saw a neighbor 2 houses down put in his own paver patio and I'm like, I don't want to spend that much time doing that much stuff.
Right.
So we'll just hire that one.
No doubt.
Exactly. 6:10, we are going to get your national news news in now from ABC, then Big Game. James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. Beautiful sunny morning. In fact, ended up getting some baseball in yesterday after the rain ended. It actually turned out decent because I went for a walk with my son about 6:30 last night. It actually ended up being decent finally after raining all day long.
I mean, it was good because, I mean, there's so many times I'm letting Luna out in the backyard and she comes and just soaks. It was nice for her to at least just have wet paws rather than being totally soaked. So there's that.
Smelly.
You know?
Big Game James McCarty is right. I'm surprised we got Red Hawks baseball in yesterday, actually.
Yeah, well,
but it turned out to be nice at night.
You got to give all the credit to the grounds crew.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they basically spent the last 48 hours dedicating their life to that ballpark and being able to get it within playable conditions because the amount of rain that we had gotten. And first pitch for game one of that doubleheader was originally scheduled for 6. It was at 6:38 because of the amount of work that they had to continue to put on. So it was about a 40-minute delay, but regardless, they were able to get in a pair of 7-inning matchups with the Red Hawks. They were shut out in the first one. They fall 4-0, but in game two, they rebound with a 4-1 victory. They're set to wrap up their series against the Dogs tonight at 7:02 with a series rubber match. The Twins, they began in the top of the fourth inning against the Guardians yesterday in their doubleheader. They were actually at one point up 5-2 in the ninth inning. Joan Duran would give up 3 runs and blow the save, but end up with the win because Cody Clemens would hit a walk-off RBI double to take the Twins over the top and get them a 6-5 victory. Game two, they could not solve Gavin Williams. They only mustered up 3 total hits, and they fell 5-1 as the Twins are still in second place in the AL Central because they split with Cleveland, and Kansas City hasn't had the greatest weeks yet to this point. But Twins are off today now, and they will welcome the Kansas City Royals to Target Field for a weekend series. That begins on Friday evening. Tonight, we know there will be Timberwolves basketball as they're in Oklahoma City to battle the Thunder. 7:30 tip-off on ESPN. Oklahoma City leads that series 1-0. And last night, you had a lot of people thought the Knicks winning, but the Pacers would tie it up at the buzzer, send it to overtime, and Tyrese Haliburton and the Pacers would win 138-135 in OT to take a 1-0 series lead, as the Knicks now needing to try and rebound and not dig themselves a hole on home court in game two tomorrow night. And the NHL's Western Conference playoff, the Dallas Stars really just came out firing offensively, taking down the Edmonton Oilers 6-3 to take a 1-0 series lead. And tonight in the Eastern Conference, you'll have the Carolina Hurricanes battle the Florida Panthers. Game two of their best-of-seven series. 7 p.m. is the puck drop. TNT is where you can find game coverage. Florida leads that series 1-0. And as well tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. Jason and I will take a look at the NBA's conference finals and what needs to change for the Wolves to be successful and not dig themselves into a massive hole as they head home this weekend.
All right, we're keeping the tush push. NFL owners voted to keep it. Wanted to ask you guys your thoughts on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander being named the NBA's most valuable player.
It's tough because he's put up some really great numbers. They're a really good team, but there's a lot of depth there. I mean, he is deserving by the merit of the award, but at the same point, we've, in my opinion, seen Luka Doncic for half a decade put up the same numbers in Dallas and never sniff an MVP award. So that's kind of how I feel about that when I look at Nikola Jokic and the fact that he was playing with literally only 4 guys on his team and still forced a game 7 against Oklahoma City. I get it's a regular season award, but Jokic is doing freak-like things. I think the Greek freak should also have an extra MVP personally as well. So you can't discredit anybody because he is one of the top players in the league. But I feel as though there may have been a guy from Denver that got snubbed a bit due to the fact that Shai is a little flashy.
I would say that when it comes to MVPs in most sports, usually it's going to be, you know, quote unquote, the best player from the team with the best record. Oklahoma City had the best record in the league this year. And I think that's part of the reason why he won it. Sometimes people will kind of maybe get one when their team is, or they themselves haven't had their best season, but maybe they've got the best team. And so I think that had part of it. I would say that watching him play in game one of the Western Conference Finals against our Wolves, it's frustrating. So, but look, if you can get influence the refs to call fouls and get yourself to the free throw line to kind of not necessarily pad the stats as far as points per game goes, but you can score without having the clock run down. You can go to get to the free throw line and just get those points and add them up there at the line. I saw something that he only averaged like 8.5 free throw attempts per game as opposed to some of the other players in the past who've averaged as many as 11. But, you know, that's part of his game, and then you got to not foul him. But I think a large part of him getting the MVP was simply the fact that Oklahoma City had the best record
that
in the league.
What did you say? That makes sense.
I like it when you turn your mic off, Bonnie.
No,
just
kidding. I don't get this one either. Boston Red Sox manager addressing criticism. He missed a game because his daughter was graduating, Alex Cora, and the sports media were hacking on him for doing that. But I guess the graduation was in the morning and the game was at night and stuff. But it's like, family should come first.
I mean, you're going to have most time. Was this a high school or college graduation?
College graduation. Okay. She graduated from Boston College.
Yeah. So, but still, you're going to have like an all-day thing. You're going to have family and friends over, you know. Yeah. To celebrate. I mean, it's a whole thing. I mean, have some of these people not had kids graduate? So, I mean, sometimes it's on the day there's a ceremony, then after the ceremony, then you have the whole open house, etc., and you want mom and dad there. I mean, it's you play 162 games a year. Missing one game isn't a huge deal, in my opinion.
That's what I think.
James,
too.
So baseball purist over there.
There's a couple of things to this.
Okay.
My assumption is the writer and or writers that were critical of Alex Cora may have been slightly biased in the capacity of Alex Cora was the bench coach for Houston during the trash can era in 2017 when they won the World Series.
Yeah.
He may have played a small factor in that whole elaborate scheme that they had.
Mm-hmm.
So he was suspended for a year, ended up coming back and re-managing for the Red Sox. He is one of the best managers in baseball, one of the most respected managers in baseball. So my best guess is that there are people that are still holding grudges against him for actions that happened at this point literally 8-9 years ago. And on top of that, if anybody's going to be critical of somebody missing a day of work, I don't care if you're an MLB manager or if you're the tax man or anything else in between, you're a grocery bagger at a grocery store, there's no reason to be critical of somebody for that, because that's a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. Unless your kid goes out and gets a doctorate, I guess then maybe 4 years later you have a second one. But other than that, no, there's no reason for anything of that sorts. And I understand that, you know, the graduation was probably wrapped up by 1 or 2 in the afternoon. You have a 7 o'clock game.
Still, like Jay said,
but you're in a different mindset.
Gathered.
You're
going
to throw a graduation party. You're going to have all those different things. So I personally believe any writer that is critical of Alex Cora for that is one of or possibly both when it comes to holding a grudge for something that happened a decade ago, because a lot of baseball purists have a tough time letting things go, paired with the fact that they just need to obviously get a life and stop being critical of things like that. Now, if you're going to be critical of him being ejected after Walker Buehler got ejected 2 nights ago for
different
swearing at the umpire, and then Cora saying, why did he get ejected? Then the umpire tells him, then he gets himself ejected. Now you have a case.
Right.
But when his daughter graduates 3 days prior to that, now that's a completely different story.
Agree. Family comes first. 6:23, coming up 6:56 this morning, Flatland Music Flashback. Oh, this scandal led to the cancellation of this artist's British show after just 3 of 37 planned shows. And we will tell you who it is. Flatland Music Flashback coming up around 6:56 this morning, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. 6:23, a North Carolina woman did some sleuthing to return a found item to its rightful owner. We'll talk about that coming up next. Enjoy the sunshine. Beautiful sunny morning. Dino calling for a high of 68 with sunshine today. Calls it the peak day of the week / weekend. We will stay close to 70. 68, 69 range through the holiday weekend. Just a slight chance of rain a couple of days. You'll have more in the forecast coming up in a little bit. Cool story out of Wilmington, North Carolina. A woman was getting a coffee at Starbucks, was walking out, and she saw something shiny, walked over to it, and saw it was a class ring. She did a little investigating. She got a magnifying glass out and learned that this ring was from 1938, and there were some initials in there, too. So She was looking at yearbooks and stuff, trying to figure out via online who might have owned this ring, and she did manage to figure out who it was. Well, the guy who this ring belonged to died. She learned his name was Wallace Garst, continued to do research. He had a son who also had the same name,
mm-hmm.
who died last year. And in his obituary, the picture they had of him, it showed him wearing his father's ring on his finger. So the owner of the ring, the dad, Wallace, mm-hmm. passed on. Son Wallace
had the ring,
died. She continued to do some more sleuthing, learned via the obituary that Wallace Garst also had a daughter. Name was listed, so she contacted the daughter on Facebook, and she was able to give the ring back to this woman. And she said she thinks her brother wore the ring because it made him carry on and reminded him of his father, obviously,
sure.
that the ring belonged to his father. And she said receiving the ring was like getting a piece of her father back.
It was outside of a Starbucks, though?
Yeah. I don't know how.
I wonder how that ring ended up there.
You think grave diggers or something? I don't know if he had it on when he was buried. He had it on in a picture in
yeah.
his obituary.
No,
I don't know.
Did the brother get Starbucks before he passed away and lost the ring that day?
She is not done with her investigation. She needs to find out how this ring ended up at
exactly.
Starbucks.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It just feels like
either that or the ring is cursed, and anybody that wears it's going to die.
I hope not, because now the daughter, Laura, has it.
I know. She should just put it in a box. Don't put it on.
She felt it was really serendipitous because her dad, she felt like it was him reaching out. She knew she had been thinking about him, and he was popping in to say, I'm here. He dropped a ring in a parking lot where somebody would find it and do some research. Wow. That's an incredible story.
You know what? I'm just going to drop this right here. I'm going to send a message, but it's going to be kind of a long, convoluted message, but I'll get the message to my daughter.
That's a really good question, though. Like,
yeah.
How? Like, that, where,
I mean,
where was
does,
that ring, and how did it
I mean,
end up
it's
in a
one,
Starbucks
it's,
parking lot?
It's one thing. So if the dad wears it all the time, and
yeah.
he passes away,
yeah.
and obviously as, you know, a relative of the deceased, I mean, you could either have them buried with it, or obviously you could have access to it. And so the brother has it, and then he passes away, but then how does... It's one of those things where how does the ring end up outside
yeah,
of a Starbucks?
That's a good question.
Because it sounds like the sister never had it.
No.
The brother always had
right.
it. So why did it end up at a Starbucks?
I don't know. That's
did he finally weird. Go steady with the girl and give her his class ring so she could wear it?
Then he died and she like threw it. You know, like you know,
maybe
break,
they broke
up and they
maybe they
the
broke
ring.
Up and she threw the ring and then it just took this long to find it. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a weird story.
Yeah, I'm looking around to see if there's other news stories on it. I don't see other ones on it yet, but I'll do some more research because this lady didn't do her job fully. Obviously, no, she did. She returned the ring to its rightful owner.
Yeah, and just so everybody knows at home, today's word of the day was serendipitous. So if you're playing word of the day on Bonnie and Friends, you can write that one down.
There you go. 6:30. Good morning to you, and thanks for being here. 6:33. Chief meteorologist. Just Dean Wysocki bringing some sunshine this morning.
Man, finally. Isn't
yeah.
it nice?
Oh, it is so nice.
We forgot what that looked like.
Kinda.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a nice start to the morning. There is a little patchy fog in Lakes Country, but other than that, that'll burn off. We're going to see a lot of sunshine out there this afternoon and highs in the upper 60s. We're currently in the upper 30s to low 40s, between 38 and 42 across the area. And again, there's some areas out in Lakes Country that are a little bit cooler than that. But a really nice day today with north winds about 5 to 15. For tonight, clear skies back into the upper 30s. And Friday, still looking nice. Upper 60s, a few more clouds in the area. We'll call it partly cloudy with light winds out of the northeast. And we're going to stay in the upper 60s all the way through the holiday weekend. Pretty much dry conditions until we get to Sunday and Monday afternoon. A slight chance, and I'm talking a 20% chance
yeah.
of an isolated pop-up shower. So if you have outdoor plans, you'll be fine. Highs through the holiday weekend in the upper 60s, although as we head into next week, we finally warm things up. By the middle and end of next week, we're in the mid to upper 70s. Hmm. That's a little better.
Yeah, that's where we probably should be, right, for
June? We should be in the lower 70s. That's our average high this time of the year. So we're a little bit behind that, but a pretty decent holiday weekend. Again, it won't be totally dry, but I think most of us will squeak through with a decent weekend.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
6:35, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. Check in with the American Ag Network, and Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:40, Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports.
Last night in MLS action, the Minnesota United sneaking and rallying past the St. Louis 3-2. Gosh, I'm going to pronounce it wrong. Was it Kelvin Yeboah? Yeah. I always.
I thought he was your boy.
Yeah, he's a star for the Minnesota United. He scores a goal every couple of nights for him. But I don't know if you saw over the weekend the Loons. Was it Saturday evening? Was the last time they played before last night? But he had a fan come up to him as he was walking into the stadium on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he said, "Hey, I made this." He made a custom trading card of him.
Oh yeah,
and he said, "Hey, would you be willing to make a trade? This custom one of one card I made on my computer that I printed out," and he had like the thick paper and whatnot too. Like it was really well done. Will you trade me your jersey after the game for it? And he said, "Yeah, I'll do that." And he said, "All right, well, here's the card so you don't forget." And after the match on Saturday night, he went and climbed into the stands and gave the dude the jersey, took a photo with him and whatnot. And so I thought that was pretty darn cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so now the Loons getting another victory there. It's just kind of a cool story, and it's something local as well. I mean, in St. Paul, it's literally across the street from, what is it, Seafoam Stadium from Concordia St. Paul, their football field.
Yep.
Three, four blocks apart. I didn't realize how close together they were until we were on campus last fall, and I was like, oh,
I had been down there several times for semi-pro games, and it was always so cool to be able to sit up on the top of that side where you broadcast from and look across the way and see Allianz Stadium.
Just a ginormous stadium there for all the soccer or football fans, whichever you prefer. On the diamond yesterday, thank the Lord, we were able to get some baseball in after 2.5 days of just torrential downpour, sprinkle, stop it for a half hour, rain again a little bit. Hats off to the grounds crew as well, both at Target Field and at Newman Outdoor Field. Twins, they would walk off the Guardians in game one of their doubleheader, 6-5. Cody Clemens with the walk-off RBI double. Then in game two, the Twins would only get 3 hits. They fall 5-1. They're off today before welcoming the Kansas City Royals into Target Field for a weekend series. That's a battle for second place up for grabs as they'll approach the 50-game mark of the season. The Red Hawks split their doubleheader with the Dogs last night, falling 4-0 in game one, then winning 4-1 in game two. Their series rubber match is at 7:02 this evening at Newman Outdoor Field. In NBA postseason action last night, the conference finals, you had the Indiana Pacers trailing 111-94 with 6 minutes to go in New York before Tyrese Halliburton and his Pacers would come storming back, tie it up on a buzzer beater, and then force overtime. That's where the Pacers would take down the next 138-135, taking a 1-0 series lead. And now tonight in the Western Conference Final, the Thunder will host the Timberwolves in Oklahoma City. Game two of that best-of-seven series on ESPN. Tip-off at 7:30. The Thunder leading that series 1-0. In the NHL's Conference Finals, the Dallas Stars really dominating the Edmonton Oilers 6-3 in game one to take a 1-0 series lead. And now tonight in the Eastern Conference Final in Raleigh, you'll have the Hurricanes host the Panthers at 7 o'clock on TNT. Florida leads that series 1-0. And running out sports here this hour, you have primetime sports tonight at 6:30. Jason and I will take that deep dive into the conference finals for the NBA. What went wrong for the Knicks? How can the Wolves prevent what happened to the Knicks last night this evening? Pebble Lake Golf Club has been voted one of the top 25 public courses in the state of Minnesota. Find out why when you book a tee time online at playpebblelake.com.
All right, got some good lunch plans for you tomorrow. Maybe you want to get a bunch of them and head to the lake with them. Golden Drive Homeless Kids, they are having a barbecue, and this is going to be at, let me see, I got the right one, Cashwise, 13th Avenue South in Fargo, 10-6 tomorrow. And if you place an order, you can order as much, maybe you want to bring them into the office tomorrow, treat everybody. Place an order, go to Golden Drive Homeless Kids, their website, very nice. You can do it that way, or give Sue Barron a call, 701-850-7362. $5. It's going to get you a brat or a hot dog, chips, can of water, or pop, just $5. And all the proceeds going to help out Golden Drive Homeless Kids.
Yep.
Get a bunch. She'll give you like foil containers, the buns are kept separate.
Yeah, if you want to order, you know, half a dozen of them or something, she'll have the brats in one container, buns in a separate container, so that way they don't get all soggy or anything like that. Yeah, so
if you don't want to cook tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, buy extra.
Reheat them. You know, just maybe put a little of the adult beverage in there, let them soak in there with some onions and heat them up and nice. And
you do it your
make
way.
Make it nice.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. But again, this is tomorrow, Cash Wise, 13th Avenue South in Fargo, from 10 to 6. Brats and hot dogs, Golden Drive Homeless Kids Barbecue, just $5. They'll also throw in chips and either pop or water, and all your support, very much appreciated. It is 6:45, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you. It was on this date in entertainment history. This album started a 4-week run at number one. The album cover, once we talk about it, you'll be like, oh, I remember that album cover. I sure do. Well, people thought it was a certain person featured on this album cover, but it was not him. And we'll tell you who it is, what album, what band, coming up, Flatland Music Flashback, right around 6:56, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. Stand by. We're heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 2016, a guitar that was believed to be this singer's, given to him by his father, sold for $334,000 at an auction in New York. We'll find out who that famous musician is coming up next in Flatland Music Flashback.
Time now for Flatland Music Flashback, Flatland Guitar Music Store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs.
1958. Jerry Lee Lewis arrived at London's Heathrow Airport to begin his first British tour. He had his new bride with him, although he was told not to talk about it. Lewis answered all the questions about his private life.
Yeah, the public shock over his marriage to his 14-year-old third cousin, Myra. That led to the cancellation of his British tour after just 3 of 37 planned shows.
It was a bit awkward.
Sick.
Third cousin, though? I mean, that's...
She's 14.
Yeah, that's the part I'm more concerned with. The
and
third
his cousin.
Well, distant cousin. 1971, the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers album started a 4-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart. It's considered one of their best albums. Brown Sugar topped the charts.
The artwork on the cover, many of you will likely recognize it, done by Andy Warhol. It featured a working zipper that opened up to reveal cotton briefs. Contrary to popular belief, no, it was not Mick Jagger in those briefs. It was rather an actor. Everybody thought it was Mick Jagger.
We don't know the actor?
Yeah, it's like
somebody that
Joe
we wouldn't know now.
Melissa Sario or something like that.
Melissa Sario?
I don't know who he is. I took it out because I don't know his name.
Neither do I.
Obviously.
Obviously, with all due respect. 1976. Wings started a 5-week run at number one with Silly Love Songs. McCartney was often teased by music critics and former Beatle and friend John Lennon for writing lightweight songs.
Yep. So he wrote this song in response to their criticism.
I remember that song, too.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm. If I can say this correctly this time, in 2016, a guitar that Elvis Presley was given by his father sold for $334,000 at an auction in New York. It was thought that Vernon Presley changed the finish on the Gibson Dove to black after his son earned a black belt in karate.
Interesting. Elvis later gave the guitar to a fan during a concert in North Carolina in 1975.
This is still a very weird story. In a
sad. Sense. She's still messed up from it.
In 2017, a suicide bomber attacked an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. Not sure why he singled that concert out. 22 people were killed and more than 500 people were hurt. That left Grande with PTSD and anxiety disorder.
She's known for her 4-octave vocal range and the whistle register. That's the highest of the human voice above falsetto. Time named her one of the 100 most influential in the world in 2016 and 19. Billboard named her Woman of the Year in 2018. And this song, Seven Rings, debuted at number one, broke a bunch of streaming records.
Hmm. He counted the fence posts. Interesting.
That's how you count the distance when you're out on the county roads.
Maybe by telephone poles.
Or telephone poles.
But usually out in the county roads, they're all square miles, Bonnie, so you can easily count it that way.
True.
I'm just saying. Having a birthday today, bassist Dana Williams of Diamond Rio is 64. The band topped the charts with Meet Me in the Middle in 1991. It was their debut single and made them the first country band to have a debut single reach number one.
How about that? All right, if you're having a birthday today, happy birthday to you too. Jill Patry, Clay County Extension horticulture educator, joins us in 10 minutes. If you have any lawn, garden, or tree questions, that will be the time to get them answered. You can call in when she gets on air with us or send us an email right now if you'd like, and we will ask. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. 7 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. Clay County Extension horticulture educator Jill Patry joining us in a couple of minutes after we get through your weather, national news, and sports. And if you have any lawn, garden, or tree questions, she'll be able to answer them for you. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here now with a check on our forecast. Beautiful sunny morning.
I got a lawn and garden question.
Okay.
Is it when's Don in here?
Jill is here today. She'll be in and up. She's walking in the door right now.
All right, there we go. All right, good deal. Well, I'll tell you what. This is going to be a good weekend. If you're going to be doing any lawn or garden work out there, maybe a little landscaping, but anything outdoors, get out and enjoy the next few days as we've got some really nice weather heading our way, especially after what we've been through so far this week. We're currently in the upper 30s to low 40s across the area. We'll see plenty of sunshine today. Today's the pick day of the week. No way around it. Upper 60s with a north wind about 5 to 15. Clear tonight, upper 30s, and Friday, still decent day. Upper 60s, and we're looking at just a few fair weather clouds coming in the afternoon with light winds. Light winds all the way through the upcoming holiday weekend with temperatures in the upper 60s. A slight chance, and I'm talking only about a 20% chance of an isolated pop-up shower Sunday into Monday. And then if you want the warmer weather, we do warm up into the mid to upper 70s as we head into the middle and latter part of next week.
There you go. We'll take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yeah.
We deserve this.
Absolutely.
No way around it, man.
Enjoy the sunshine. It'll dry things out.
No doubt.
Dean's Weather this hour brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. 704, your national news from ABC. Big Game James McCarty is in with your WDAY Radio Sports, and then Jill Patry, Clay County Extension Horticulture Educator, here to answer your lawn, garden, and tree questions. 708, Jill Patry, Clay County Extension, joining us shortly to answer your lawn, garden, and tree questions. First of all, a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Last night, the Minnesota Lynx edging out the Dallas Wings at the Target Center, 85-81. Lynx led by two with under a minute left in regulation before Nafisa Collier would ice the game with a pair of free throws, having a game-high 28 points in what was Paige Becker's return home after being the number one overall pick to Dallas a couple of months ago. The Lynx are now 3-0 on the young season. They're going to host Connecticut on Friday night. Timberwolves return to the hardwood tonight in Oklahoma City, the Western Conference Final. They're going to battle the Thunder at 7:30 with game coverage available nationally on ESPN. The Thunder leading that best-of-seven series 1-0. And you know what? At least we're not Knicks fans at this point, because the Pacers, for the third time this postseason, won a game while trailing by 7 or more points with 60 seconds remaining. They end up tying it up at the buzzer, going to overtime. The Pacers down the Knicks, 138-135 in overtime to take a 1-0 series lead, and just a spectacular, spectacular game last night. They trailed by 17 with just under 6 to go, actually, in that one last night. In the NHL's Western Conference Final, the Dallas Stars over the Edmonton Oilers. It was an offensive affair for the Stars as they win 6-3 and take a 1-0 series lead. And in the Eastern Conference Final tonight in Raleigh, North Carolina, you'll have the Hurricanes host the Florida Panthers. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Game coverage available nationally on TNT. Florida leading that series 1-0. And tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. Jason and I, we got to figure out why the Wolves weren't very aggressive on Tuesday night. We're going to get to the bottom of that before the game tips off tonight.
All right, 7:10. And if you have any questions, now's the time to get them answered. Lawn, gardens, and trees, she can handle them all. Jill Patry, Clay County Extension Horticulture Educator, is here. 701-293-9000, or you can email your questions in to studio at WDAYradionow.com. Good morning to you, Jill.
Good morning.
I bet you're glad to see the sunshine after, what, 3 days of rain or whatever it was, clouds and rain?
Yeah, it is nice to see the sun, for sure.
It's soggy out there, though.
It is, but I think since we had such a dry winter, and I think all that water will soak in quickly.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that are getting antsy. I've talked to several people. We haven't planted yet, but we want to plant this weekend. Should be able to get stuff in, I would imagine, this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, and it was almost good that people didn't plant because last weekend we had some cold temperatures. I think some parts of North Dakota got snow.
Yeah. So Nina's telling us. Wishick, yep. I think, had snow and out in the central and western part of the state. That's right. And we had a frost potential for Saturday night, I think it was.
Yep.
So
this weekend we'll have some sun and mm-hmm. I think people can get into their gardens.
What is it with, I notice, and it must be nutrients or something in the rain, I notice when we actually get rain and it waters my plants, they look so much better than if you're just taking the watering can and you're watering. Is there certain nutrients in the actual rain?
Yeah, I mean, rain captures things out of the atmosphere as well as it comes down. City water is filtered. Well water can be different too. So they definitely enjoy rainwater. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How often should we be fertile? If we have flowers, I have flowers. I walk through my neighborhood. I see other people with flowers too in pots and stuff. Mm-hmm. Should we already be fertilizing or we can hold off on that?
Well, if you have things planted in containers and they're flowers, definitely want to water or fertilize like once a week to keep them blooming. Usually at the beginning of the season, you don't have to fertilize as frequently because they're small. Mm-hmm. But once they start getting bigger and they're blooming continuously, then you're fertilizing sometimes every time you water if you want to use a liquid fertilizer. And then when you plant your containers, you can put in a slow release and mix that into the soil, and that just kind of gradually releases fertilizer through the whole season. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once you get into July, August,
they get ragged looking if you don't fertilize.
Yeah, so you have to keep up on that.
If you have any lawn, garden, or tree questions, Jill Patry is here to answer them for you. She's the Clay County Extension Horticulture Educator, 701-293-9000, or email us studio at wdayradionow.com. Jace, how's that lawn of yours looking?
It's looking a lot better. I mean, mm-hmm. it's one of those things too, Jill, that obviously we have issues with the ground going dormant and having pets, especially a dog, kind mm-hmm. of leaving those spots on the yard. But I threw down some grass seed in a couple spots to see if I can get maybe some of that to grow. I went with the Kentucky bluegrass mix because our other friend Don Kinzer mm-hmm. recommended that. But a lot of times it looks as though those spots kind of naturally close as we get the rain water, we get the sun, and the yard comes back. Is there certain times you don't really need to reseed those spots that it'll kind of just grow back over the summer?
Yeah, so you have to be careful with spots that you leave open because mm-hmm. sometimes weed seeds can creep back into those places. Depends on what kind of grass you have in your yard because crabgrass will take over those spaces pretty mm-hmm. quickly. I would reseed if you can just to avoid dandelions and other things reseeding themselves in those mm-hmm. spots. But spring is a good time to reseed. Fall is the best time because we're looking for that warm day, cool night for mm-hmm. best germination.
Uh-huh. But not October, like the first week of October, like my husband did last year.
Yeah, unless you're dormant seeding. So people will seed, and then the idea is that it snows on it, and then sits there, and then germinates in the spring.
Yeah, that didn't work well for us.
I thought you said it did.
No, he's putting more seed. He's constantly buying grass seed and replanting.
Like, she made it sound like actually worked out okay.
No, he had to plant those. There were the black spots. He went and got about two dozen holes he cut in our lawn first week of October. Yeah, no, he actually had to plant seed over it, and then the blackbirds in the lawn. Planting grass seed's a lot of work. Yeah.
It is, and you got to choose the right variety, too. So Kentucky bluegrass, stay away from perennial ryegrass because it isn't as hardy in this area.
Yeah,
fescues are good as mm-hmm. well.
So. Yeah, because when I went to the Home Depot, I think, it was a little bit tougher to find the one that was predominantly Kentucky bluegrass. There was a number of fescues, but there was other ones that did have that ryegrass in there, mm-hmm. like you said. So obviously, like you said, fescues and then the Kentucky bluegrass, the ones you really want to look for then for this particular
for Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to lawns, there's been times, you see neighbors, I thought we had it set up to have ours done this spring or whatever, but
how often should you have your lawn aerated? And if not, I mean, is it really necessary to your lawn to maintain the health of the lawn, or is it just something that you can do once every 4 or 5 years?
Really don't need to aerate or dethatch unless
Ever?
You have a problem. Oh, unless you have okay. a problem. So it's something that lawn companies do. Unless you have bad compaction where you know, you're having problems growing anything and you need to aerate it, punch some holes in it, it's not absolutely necessary to do. It kind of depends if you have some issues going on.
I would think in the older neighborhoods, especially where maybe your lawn was put in the 1940s or 1950s, then potentially you'd have more compaction versus a newly planted lawn that's, you know, 5-10 years old or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how much it's used. Because if it's
kids like, riding bikes across the
right,
lawns,
like
as
in
I
one
did when
spot,
they were little.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I think most people's lawns aren't used as frequently as like a sports field. You know, so usually they don't have as bad of compaction unless it's being used for a specific thing. Or you have kids. Constant, like my backyard.
Does it make a difference? Because obviously over in West Fargo, there is, I know my backyard, it's really clay-like as far as the ground over there in West Fargo. Does the type of kind of soil you have in your yard, does that make a big impact on whether or not you should have it aerated?
Yeah. I mean, clay is definitely going to be more compact, and it has more chance to become very hard. Sometimes you've heard the term hard pan, where like it just clay can form that kind of barrier basically. More some areas around here, like if you go east towards like Holly, Barnesville, they have a little bit more sand, so a little more bigger pores, so air can go through. So yeah, it definitely depends on your soil type.
I know you wanted to talk about FM Flutterfest, which is coming up in Moorhead in June. Does this have to do with butterflies or something else?
Well, all things pollinator. So National Pollinator Week is June 16th through the 22nd. So a few of our Master Gardener interns thought it would be really awesome to do a pollinator event to just celebrate how great our pollinators are. So yeah, this is the first time we're doing this. It's called FM Flutterfest, and it's on June 17th, and we're doing it over at Gooseberry Park in Moorhead. And so it's just a open to the public fun event. We're going to do a pollinator planting, and we're going to have food, ice cream. Going to have one of our master gardeners is going to read a pollinator book to kids, and we have a few books to give away.
Oh, nice.
We have some seeds that kids can plant or adults. So this is going to be a fun event.
Do we have to sign up for it, or we just show up? Is it free?
Yep.
Get
free.
Out.
Yep.
We like free stuff.
Yeah, I know, right? Especially when you have ice cream.
Yeah, so we're hoping for good weather, and and lots of people to come.
Tuesday, June 17th, and what time does it start?
From 4 to 8.
At Gooseberry Park in Moorhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it. Very good. Well, Jill, thanks for coming in and hanging out with us, and have a nice Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you too.
You bet. Thank Absolutely. You. Long weekend here. Jill Patrie, she rotates here with Don Kinsler. Every other week, we have the two of them in to answer lawn, garden, and tree questions. So Thursdays, 7:10. It is 7:20 right now. Horse wounds and their healing. That's what WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel covers next.
7:24, we head out to the farm with our ag director, Bridget Riedel. How are you doing this morning, Bridget?
Fantastic. How's everybody over there?
Oh, we're doing well. What are we talking about, horse wounds and their healing?
Well, horses, this is that time of the year. They get on out to pasture. They're all excited. The problem is they step on things and they get hurt. They're kind of like having the Urkel of the livestock industry out there. Okay. So, all right. For all of you who have horses, you got to be a little careful, right? Because there can be sharp objects, whether it's their hay feeder, their wire, whatever, from the fence. And horses tend to get cut up. Their legs have very thin skin, and there's a lot of bleeding that can happen when you have injuries on that lower leg. And I'm talking like below the knee. So, this is advice from a veterinarian down in South Dakota. And she said, all right, you see a cut. And the amount of blood is going to tell you what your next steps are. If you can count the drops, that blood will probably clot on its own and be okay. If you cannot, and it is streams of blood, it is time to wrap them up very tightly. There's actually some bandaging called horse wrap. And then you call the vet and transport them because the vet's going to help with the clotting. If there is an ability to be able to suture the wound, and often there's just not enough skin there to do it on that part of the animal, they're going to suture if they can. Otherwise, there is something called the heel cast, a distal limb cast that can be used to cover them. And that keeps everything clean. First, they're going to push some saline into the joint to make sure that it's all cleaned out, not only the joint, but the wound to prevent infection. We put the cast on to keep it clean. And then additionally, you're going to want to give them some stall time to make sure that they stay in an area where they're not in the mud, that flies and so forth are less likely to get there and be bothersome, cause infection and more. But some horses do well with stall rests, some don't. But you're going to have to check that cast very regularly, like every other day, to make sure things are going well.
Hmm.
Horses are just they're a little more delicate, you might say, than some animals. Hmm. Now we got cattle going out on pasture, and a lot of advice, you might say, about what could be going on when it comes to getting cattle to low stress, to keep gaining weight, that type of thing. So stress is the biggest challenge when it comes to a cattle feeder, especially if those animals have experienced a long ride to get to where they need to be. If you have cattle on a truck for 15 to 20 hours, we're not just talking about taking them out to your local pasture, but taking them to a finishing lap, that's a lot of stress and drama on the animal. So you got to make sure that you have plenty of water supply when they first arrive. Then those nutrients to help spark what would be their better health is going to be vitally important. Have they got their vaccinations and their deworming up to date? Those are things that you're going to want to check on as soon as they arrive as well. And sometimes antibiotics need to be used for preventative health. Rarely do we treat cattle when we don't have to. We only treat when we see a problem because, you know what? It's expensive. It's like taking your kids to the doctor, and you want to make sure that you're only doing it when the timing is right and someone really needs that type of situation to happen.
Mm.
Hay season's coming. Let's not forget about that. And if we're going to be cutting hay, we have to cure the hay properly as well, so we have really good forage quality. Our weather conditions have been challenging. In talking with producers yesterday, that Dickinson area went to 7 inches of rain in a short amount of time. Before that, pasture grasses were actually heading out. They thought it was the height of summer and thinking about preserving their nutrients. So things to keep in mind, your quality of your hay might not be very good. You may need to add some magnesium supplements to your pastures and try to make sure that your animals get that so that they are not deficient as an animal overall through the summer. But then when it comes to your hay quality and you're going to be baling and so forth, your moisture levels need to be at a maximum of 20% for small squares, 18% moisture for rounds, 15% for your large squares. Check that out. And then also, you could even take samples of your hay, send them into the lab to be analyzed, and you'll know what your hay quality might look like. If you can get a second cutting, absolutely take it. But know that your hay might not be as high quality as normal, so you may have to supplement that feeding of hay later on in the fall or in the winter months to keep the diet up really well for those animals. Mm. So there's a lot more that goes into keeping these animals alive and healthy than just, hey, it's pasture. Jump on out there and have a good time, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, can't do that. And in fact, even though we've had a lot of rainfall, there is still discussion about, ooh, could we see opening up of CRP haying or grazing later this year if we feel like our hay quality is low or we don't have as much? Too soon to tell. So for those who've asked that question already, we just don't know yet, but keep your eyes open and watch.
What's coming up on Weather and Ag Radio today?
Full day. We're going to have Tyler Melrow join us. He is with the South Dakota Cattlemen's Foundation. Their gala is coming up. This is a fundraiser where they raise tens of thousands of dollars to be given to Feeding South Dakota that brings fresh beef into food pantries all across their state. And he's going to want to talk about their concert that goes with it. They're selling raffle tickets to win a pickup. I already got mine. And then we'll be joined in the second half of the show by Ray Grabansky. He's with Progressive Ag. So Ray deals in trading. We have USDA reports that have been released on planting, also yield, ending stocks. What does all that mean? Where do we think our prices are going to go for our commodity crops once we get towards the end of the season, especially for those of us like here at WDAY where we're raising wheat this year? Mm-hmm. What's it going to look like? Well, we'll ask Ray.
There you go.
For other questions, you can send me emails, ag@flagfamily.com.
Thanks, Bridget. Enjoy the sunshine.
You too. And the mud. It's going to be really muddy in the field.
Well, we need the sun to dry things up. 7:30. 7:32, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has a check on our forecast.
Yeah, we're looking at a beautiful day today. Today definitely, boy, the pick day of the week for sure. With a lot of sunshine today, not a cloud in the sky here in the FM area right now. And we're looking at a lot of sunshine for this afternoon. Currently, we're in the low 40s. We'll warm it up into the upper 60s. As we head throughout the day with north winds only at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, another cool one with lows in the upper 30s. And for Friday, another nice day under partly cloudy skies, so a few more clouds, upper 60s. And we'll keep it in the upper 60s as we head throughout the weekend. We'll see a few more clouds throughout the weekend. We'll call it partly cloudy. And there is about a 20% chance of an isolated shower or two Sunday and Monday. But again, if you have outdoor plans, you should squeeze them in just fine. Just be ready for an isolated pop-up shower Sunday or Monday. And then we'll warm things up into the 70s as we head throughout next week. So finally, some nice spring weather heading our way.
All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather sponsored by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated for over 40 years with 3 Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. Time is now 7:34. We have a check of your national news. When we come back, a sports update from sports director Big Game James McCarty, and then Dean will return with your 3-degree guarantee.
7:37, Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports.
Tom Hoagie will be teeing off his opening round of this weekend's golf tournament in, well, right about 45 or so minutes from now, the Charles Schwab Challenge. Golfers did begin teeing off about a half hour or so ago for that one. Hoagie did miss the cut last weekend at the PGA Championship, looking to get back on track here this weekend. NBA postseason saw last night another, you could either say, comeback or collapse, whichever way you want to look at it. Regardless, the Knicks were up 17 with 6 minutes to go, and the Pacers were down 7 with 60 seconds to go. Somehow, some way, they force overtime, and the Pacers squeak out a win at the Garden, 138 to 135. Pacers lead that best-of-7 series now, 1-0. Tonight, the Western Conference Final continues in Oklahoma City as the Thunder host the Minnesota Timberwolves. 7:30 is the tip-off on ESPN, nationally televised. Thunder leading that series 1-0. The NHL's postseason has the Western Conference Final begin last night with the Dallas Stars taking down the Oilers 6-3. Dallas leads that series 1-0. And in Raleigh tonight, the Hurricanes host the Panthers for the second time, with Florida leading that series 1-0. Puck will drop at 7:00. Game coverage available nationally on TNT. Couple of baseball doubleheaders yesterday after the rain finally subsided. The Twins splitting their doubleheader with the Guardians, walking off Cleveland 6-5 in game one with a Cody Clemens RBI double, the walk-off for that one. Cody Clemens, the son of, well, the one of the most successful pitchers ever, Roger Clemens, who has the most Cy Youngs of anybody in MLB history. And then the Twins in game two, they only mustered 3 hits and a 5-1 loss to Cleveland. They're off today. They welcome the Royals to Target Field for a weekend series beginning on Friday night. The battle for second place in the division up for grabs as they'll officially cross the 50-game mark this upcoming weekend. And the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, their doubleheader against the Dogs of Chicago last night. They fall 4-0 in game one. They win 4-1 in game two, and their series rubber match will be tonight at 7:02. Running out sports this hour, primetime sports tonight at 6:30. Jason and I need to figure out why the most overrated player in the NBA is leading all these comebacks for the Pacers, and how the Wolves can tie up their series at a game apiece tonight in OKC.
All right, Big Game James McCarty with your WDAY Radio Sports. If you want to transform your garage, basement, or patio and save some money at the same time, we've got a deal for you. We've got another big deal auction going on, Expert Concrete Coatings. Today only, if you go to WDAYRadioNow.com, click on Big Deals. You can put a bid there. They're auctioning off a $3,000 gift certificate from Expert Concrete Coatings.
They'll give your garage floor a fresh, polished look that's tough as nails and built to last. The best part? expert guarantees their work as long as you own your property. Bidding is going to be underway now, but don't wait. The auction closes at 5 p.m. Head to WDAYRadioNow.com and click on the big deals for more information and get your bid in now. Trust the experts.
741, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has your three-degree guarantee coming up next. 743, time now for your three-degree guarantee, brought to you by the Window and Door Store with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
All right. What a difference a day makes. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was forecasting 49, rainy, chilly degrees, and we hit 49 yesterday.
Yeah.
So finally got one right.
Good job.
Yeah. Today.
Oh, you're like, that's what, 12, 13 in
14.
A row?
14.
4 day. Jace is keeping track.
14, right. Nice.
Let's make it, and I'll tell you what, today, absolutely book the mortgage on today's forecast. 68. We're going to go with a north wind about 5 to 15. Plenty of sunshine today, definitely the pick day of the week, and we'll stay in the upper 60s all the way through the holiday weekend with pretty much light winds and only chance of rain, and it's only about a 20% chance coming in Sunday and Monday. So again, today's three-degree guarantee, book the mortgage on it, 68.
Brought to you by the Window and Door Store. They're smiling out at Bonanzaville because there's a big event out there tonight, and we'll talk more about that coming up next. 747, Bonnie and Friends, Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman and you. It kind of looks nice out there. Everybody,
yeah.
The cars even look like they're in a better mood today with the sunshine out there. We'll do some drying out after multiple cloudy days and rainy days. Perfect day for the sun to be shining. There's a big event out at Bonanzaville tonight, the 20th Annual Veterans Memorial Celebration, honoring active military members, veterans, and their families as they pay tribute and celebrate Memorial Day. The Army National Guard medic helicopter, weather permitting, and it looks like it should be fine. They're going to be landing at 5 o'clock, and then at 5:30, love, 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 the Red River Concert Band. They're going to kick things off with a concert there.
Yeah, they're going to have a guest speaker, former U.S. Air Force Sergeant and Afghanistan war veteran Mark Lindquist will be there. He's going to share some inspiring insights and reflections, and Door Prize drawings are going to take place at 7 p.m. tonight. Guests might just walk away with something special that day. Additionally, they're going to be delighted to offer free admission to the general public to our Pioneer Village and Museum starting at 3. Thank you to our amazing event sponsor, their amazing sponsor, West Funeral Home and Life Tribute Center.
Yeah, so anybody can go to it, but it's specifically for active military members, veterans, and their families. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Lots of great music there from Red River Concert Band. Also, participants enjoy a complimentary barbecue dinner provided by Fargo's Chapter 941 of the Vietnam Veterans of America. And just a fantastic event.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm glad the sun is shining and it's going to be great. So kicking off again, the Army National Guard medic helicopter is supposed to be landing 5 o'clock. It looks like everything will be good for that.
Cool.
And then the Red River Concert Band kicking things off beginning at 5:30. So take the family, get out there and enjoy. All right. United Health allegedly secretly paid nursing homes, and we will talk about that coming up in your Money and Markets straight ahead. 7:53 coming up tomorrow morning right around 6:56. We do Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing this group and this song. They wrote the song in response to something they weren't allowed to do. Back in 1973, they weren't allowed to give a free concert in San Francisco because there was an ordinance that banned electronic instruments. They wrote a song because of that ban, and it topped the charts in 1985, and we'll tell you who it is. Flatland Music Flashback, again, coming up tomorrow morning, right around 6.
How dare they try and play those electric fangled guitars?
Yeah.
Need to be natural guitars and horns.
And the long hair. Long hair back then.
Long-haired,
drugs.
Freaky people.
Yeah, kind of, basically, yeah. They've had good in many different alliterations of the band. All right, checking out your Money in Markets. Opening bell rings this morning after a down day on Wall Street. The dismal showing came amid investor concerns over a spike in Treasury yields. The 30-year Treasury yield traded above its highest level since October of 2023. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 816 points. S&P 500 dropped by 95. Ouch, NASDAQ lost 270 right after things were looking good when we talked to Brian Kronk yesterday morning.
Yeah, they just got above kind of what things were at the beginning of the year, and all of a sudden a little dip yesterday. I mean, don't worry, it'll come back. But yeah, I saw the numbers in the report this morning. I was like, ow, gross.
Yeah.
Let's see. Target says price hikes will be a very last resort for offsetting tariffs. The comment comes despite the retailer reporting weaker than expected sales in its first quarter. According to Target CEO, the company has many levers it can use in mitigating the impact of tariffs. Major retailers appear to be treading cautiously around the question of price hikes after Trump slammed Walmart for warning that shoppers could pay more due to tariffs.
Hmm.
I mean, that's just, it's kind of a fact right now. I mean, I don't think it's the worst thing to say. Prices may change, but obviously you don't really want to do that because you want people continuing to come to your company to buy their goods and services.
Mm-hmm. You can't give stuff away, though, either.
Nope, exactly.
United Health Group stock lost 5.8% at the market close yesterday on news the company secretly paid nursing homes to cut down on hospital transfers. News was reported by The Guardian, which looked at corporate and patient records as well as court files, interviews, and whistleblower allegations. Practice allegedly saved the company millions but risked the health of patients. United Health denied the allegations, noting the Justice Department conducted a lengthy investigation and decided not to pursue the matter.
Well, this is something I got notified about as a Sony PlayStation Star Rewards member. They're discontinuing its rewards program. The company unveiled its Stars Rewards program back in 2022 to give dedicated players a chance to earn digital collectibles like NFTs, which I don't know what the point of those are. Now Sony says the program is no longer accepting new members and will end this year. Current members will still be able to earn digital collectibles through July 23rd and will be able to redeem their PlayStation rewards through November of 2026. Sony also assured players that they will still be able to access their collectibles after the program ends. I am not sure what I'm collecting for, to be fair. I just know that I have that rewards program.
You don't have a use for them?
I don't know. I mean, unless you give me rewards that I can cash in for a discount on PlayStation Network that you pay a yearly fee of, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, $35 or I don't know. No, actually, it's more than that to get access to all these free games. Unless you're giving me a discount for those based on this rewards program, it doesn't really matter that it's going away, honestly, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. It's only been around for 3 years, so it's starting and ending. I haven't really noticed much change in my PlayStation rewards or PlayStation issues.
They're still making money off you.
Obviously.
As Burger King enters the next phase of its turnaround efforts, the fast food chain is trying to lure families back to its restaurants with colored Whopper buns.
Oh, boy. And they've done that before, technically. Yeah, they've had a red one and a black one.
They had the black one for...
it was for a movie.
Yeah, it's the one with the Addams Family or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The Restaurant Brands International chain is starting to sell new menu items inspired by the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
So things you can look forward to, I guess, Dragon Flame Grilled Whopper with orange and red marbled bun. Right? Because that's going to attract children.
That'll attract children, but...
That's what they want to do, because if mom and dad, they'll bring the
dragon
kids.
Flamed burger? I mean, they've already got flame broiled burgers.
The bun, and kids will be like, I want that.
I want an orange burger, Daddy!
They're going to have fiery dragon mozzarella fries made with Calabrian chili pepper breading. It's to be too hot, the kids won't like it.
So spicy.
Soaring strawberry lemonade.
Oh, I thought you were sorry.
No, soaring.
Sorry!
Soaring strawberry lemonade and the Vikings chocolate sundae with Hershey syrup and black and green cookie crumbles. Do you remember when one of my girls were little, there was green and purple Heinz ketchup? They wouldn't even eat that. They were not thrilled with that.
It was weird because I thought we bought one of the colored ketchups back in the day because, you know, it was something the girls thought was neat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's still weird because so long you've been kind of programmed that ketchup is red based on tomatoes. So when you add food coloring to it, then all of a sudden it looks like something completely foreign to you. And you're like, I don't know if I want this.
My head couldn't wrap around it. Yeah, yeah. The girls are little and I don't know how long it was around. I don't think they still have it. I haven't seen it.
I don't know. I think the big thing these days, Bonnie, if you look at the condiments aisle, it's flavored ketchup, mm-hmm. flavored mayonnaise, and flavored ranch dressing. So you've got the spicy ranch. You've got the whatever ranch. You've got chipotle ketchup. You've got a sriracha ketchup. You've got sriracha mayo. You've got mayo and chipotle sauce or whatever. You got ketchup and mayo together. You got mustard and mayo together.
We want the flavors.
Barbecue sauce and mayo.
We want the flavors. Chips, too, come in all different flavors.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily the weird colors.
I've said this before. Look at the Oreo aisle. I mean, and it's literally an aisle these days. It used to be Oreos, and then it was double stuff Oreos.
There's a Selena Gomez Oreo coming out. I saw that yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's it has cinnamon in it or something.
Cinnamon.
All right, coming up at 8:10 this morning, we're going to be chatting with Wendy Allen. There is an event coming up tonight, Warm Blanket Hugs, to celebrate kindness and to raise awareness and funds in honor of her daughter, Olivia, who has passed away. Mm-hmm. She would have been graduating from West Fargo High School. And Wendy joins us in about 10 minutes here. We will get all the details on that and how you can take part in that event tonight out at Riley's Acres Community Center. It is 8 o'clock. We are WDAY Fargo. 8:02, sun is shining, looking lovely out there. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast.
Yeah, definitely the pick day today with temperatures in the upper 60s, a lot of sunshine, winds not that bad out of the north at 5 to 15. 68 today. It's going to be a nice one. Tonight, we'll cool things back into the upper 30s, and another decent day for tomorrow. A few more clouds, but not bad. Partly cloudy, and highs in the upper 60s. And then the holiday weekend still looks nice. Upper 60s, a slight chance of an isolated shower Sunday and into Monday. But all in all, a decent-looking holiday weekend. If you're wanting the warmer weather, mid-upper 70s, do return to the forecast as we head into later next week.
All right, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, it is 8:03, your national news from ABC coming up. Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports, and then Wendy Allen joins us to talk about an event tonight in honor of her daughter called Warm Blanket Hugs. All that and so much more straight ahead. We're going to get details on an event tonight and how you can help and show support right after we get your sports in with Big Game James McCarty.
One Minnesota team got a win on the hardwood last night. That was the Lynx, taking down the Dallas Wings 85-81 at the Target Center. The Lynx leading by two with under a minute to go before Nafisa Collier would ice the game with a couple of free throws. She had a game-high 28 points in that victory. And you had Paige Beckers, who was in her return to Minnesota after being the number one overall pick to Dallas a couple of months ago. She had 12 points and 10 rebounds in that matchup. The Lynx did improve to 3-0 in the young season. They welcomed the Connecticut Sun to the Target Center on Friday night. Now for the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Final. They have game two of their Western Conference Final series at 7:30 on ESPN this evening. They're in Oklahoma City. They trail the Thunder 1-0 in that best of seven series. And the Indiana Pacers somehow, some way, take down the New York Knicks 138-135 in overtime. The amount of shots that went down that had no business falling last night was spectacular. If you're a Pacer fan, if you're a Knicks fan, you think, man, the basketball gods were not on our side. Pacers have a 1-0 series lead now in the Eastern Conference Final. And on the diamond last night, a couple of doubleheaders. The first one was in Minneapolis with the Twins splitting a doubleheader with the Guardians. A walk-off win in Game 1, 6-5 on Cody Clemens' RBI double. And then in Game 2, the bats really go quiet for the Twins. They only had three hits total. They fall 5-1, and they split those two games with Cleveland. The third game of that set is actually rescheduled for Saturday, September 20th. That's the next time Cleveland comes to Target Field. They'll have a three-game weekend series turn into a four-gamer for that one. It could be very crucial when it comes to playoff standings, possibly at the end of September there. Twins are off today, and they welcome the Kansas City Royals to Target Field for a weekend series beginning Friday night that will actually determine who will be sitting in second place, more likely than not, by the end of the weekend as we cross the 50-game mark of the regular season. And the Redhawks split their doubleheader with the Dogs after a rainout Tuesday. It was a traditional seven-inning doubleheaders for the American Association and Independent Ball. A 4-0 loss in Game 1, a 4-1 win in Game 2. And tonight at 7:02, the Redhawks and Dogs will have their series rubber match with the Redhawks trying to take the series and ride off into the weekend on a high note.
You bet. Straight ahead, we're going to be having a conversation with Wendy Allen. There's a big event tonight. I know a lot of you will want to go there. It's a celebration of kindness, raising awareness, and funds. It's at Riley's Acres Community Center. We'll get all the details straight ahead. 8:11, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and we welcome to the studio right now Wendy Allen. She's going to be talking about an event going on tonight. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning.
and an event that's being held in honor of your daughter, Olivia, who passed away in October. And I want you to talk about Olivia because she would have been graduating high school in West Fargo this weekend.
Yeah, she was a senior. So now's the time that everyone is celebrating the good times. And if you ever met Olivia, you would have within 5 minutes have just taken to her. She was an amazing girl, only 17 years old. She was diagnosed with epilepsy and seizures when she was 2. So we've been fighting that battle for about 15 years now. I think God knew she only had 17 years on this life, and she accomplished more in those 17 years than I think the three of us probably put together.
Yeah.
She was courageous and strong, and people say that I'm pretty strong going through what we are, but it's because of her. And if she could do what she did every day with the battles and do it with the best smile on her face, guess what? So can we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we just want to continue the ripples of kindness that she started and the caring that she had for others. And we just want to continue that. And someone just said the other day, I thought it was pretty cool that I commented that her ripples of kindness were going across the U.S. Mm-hmm. And someone turned to me and said, those are turning into waves.
Yeah.
They're not ripples. They're waves. We want to continue on her kindness and legacy through her nonprofit, Warm Blanket Hugs, that she started in 2019.
So how old was she? About 12 or something she started that?
Okay. Yeah. Through one of her many hospital stays, she received a blanket. And if you've ever been in a hospital setting, it's pretty sterile, white, and not comfortable at all for anyone. So she received that blanket, and man, that just the thoughtfulness of somebody to make that blanket and donate that was wonderful. So she wanted to carry on and pay it forward. So she started with Girl Scouts making blankets, and in 2014 or 15, she really started the snowball of it. We always find that we call it when we're going through the crud. Mm-hmm. It helps us heal by giving back and helping others. It's just kind of cathartic. So she started donating more blankets, and it just really snowballed. And in 2015, it became an official nonprofit. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. For someone so young to accomplish a huge task like that is amazing. So to date, we're up to over 6,100 blankets that have been donated across the U.S.
Wow. Oh, it's nationwide.
Yeah.
Wow.
And even Australia, so I guess we could say across the world.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Worldwide.
Yeah.
And you're carrying on Olivia's legacy, you and your family?
We're doing the best we can. Yep. We've kind of become a family foundation now, so her two older brothers and my husband and I are doing the best we can to fill those big shoes that she had.
And it's amazing how, I mean, there's Olivia's story. I've heard of other stories of young people that have such a short life, but their impact on the adults and others around them is so huge and so profound. I mean, the impact that Olivia, that she would have had on her classmates that obviously we know are graduating from West Fargo. Her kindness is, I'm sure, has touched most of that school there. I know that she was known throughout the school, and it's amazing how you can learn so much strength and resolve from your kids, especially when they go through something like this. Because to some extent, Olivia being diagnosed at 2, this is her life. She knew this was her life, and she knew that this was something she had to deal with. And she just put a smile on her face and was able to do good in the world, which, you know, some of us, you know, we never get around to it. Like, oh, well, we're going to do this. We're going to donate to this charity. But here, this young woman went out and did this well before many of us would even consider doing something like this. So it's amazing legacy that you have, and it maybe I hope in some ways it helps get you through some of these tough times like this weekend, like other dates, the holidays, the birthdays, et cetera, that she's not here with. But I hope that provides you some type of comfort knowing that she touched so many people and will continue to touch people long into the future based on this charity you guys have started.
Absolutely. That's so important. And that's one thing that she always wanted everyone to know is that it doesn't matter how young or old you are. Mm-hmm. You can make a difference. It doesn't matter your financial abilities. Being kind is free.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And doing the little things in life, even if you're going through a hard time, we can always help others. We can always extend kindness.
Mm-hmm. And tonight now you're going to be having an event, a celebration at Riley's Acres Community Center. Did you purposely pick tonight because it would have been this weekend, maybe tonight? I'm not sure when West Fargo's graduation is, but did you purposely pick this week here or tonight for this event?
We did. We wanted to kind of be able to celebrate like the other senior families. And it's kind of a time that communities and families and neighborhoods are getting together to celebrate the seniors and all the accomplishments. So we thought this would be a good time, and we lucked out with the weather. The sun is shining.
Are you'll be inside, or do you have events
outside?
It'll
be both.
Tonight?
Yep, it depends on how wet it is out there. But it'll be inside and outside. So it's going to be a gorgeous night.
What's going to be happening? Our listeners right now, hopefully we can pack that place and pack the lawn out there at Riley's Acres Community Center. What sorts of things are going to be happening?
So we have a silent auction. Our community has come together. We are so thankful for the amazing support and sponsors and community that we have. We have a really good silent auction. We'll have some food. Potbelly Sandwiches has stepped up.
Nice.
And going to have some delicious sandwiches and bake sale. And we'll have some t-shirts for sale. And we just want the community to get together. And I think over the last, probably 5 years, we've all kind of are just now starting to get back to get gathering and doing the things we need to come together as a community, especially with everything going on in the world. It's important to get back to seeing our neighbors and giving them a hug and
celebrate kindness.
Exactly.
Like you said, Olivia did, and come to the event tonight and show your support. The t-shirt fundraiser, what's on the t-shirts? Is it Warm Blanket Hugs?
Nope, it's actually an initiative of Be Like Olivia that we've started, and on the back it just says like be kind, be thoughtful, and just simple things that everyone can do to make the world a little better.
Bake sale tonight too?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's all on the bake sale?
I don't know. There's some good.
I've got a lot of people stepping up to help you in the nonprofit.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Super thankful. The community is amazing. Yes.
And 5 to 7 tonight, Riley's Acres Community Center.
Yep. Come up north and join us.
Absolutely. You're going to have a good turnout, I would imagine.
I'm excited to see everyone and free hugs.
Yeah, absolutely. And learn more about Warm Blanket Hugs and how we can help out.
Absolutely. Please. Yeah. Yes.
You guys are on Facebook, and you also have warmblankethugs.com?
Yep. Correct.
Yeah. The back of that shirt says, Bonnie says, be kind, be resilient, be empathetic, be positive, be courageous, be humble, be forgiving, be like Olivia.
Oh,
and those,
I love that.
Those are fantastic words to let anybody read. So, if you have one of these shirts, obviously wear it proudly and let people see the back of that shirt because those are, in today's day and age, those are important words for everybody to live by. So.
Absolutely.
Now, if somebody can't make it to the event tonight, Wendy, can they reach out to you via Facebook or warmblankethugs.com to communicate with you, find out more information, help out. Maybe they want to make a donation.
Yep, absolutely. If they want to help out or if they need help themselves or if they know of somebody that needs some comfort in their life, please reach out. That's what we're here to help with.
I have a feeling this might not be a one and done. This is probably going to be a yearly event for your family.
We hope so.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I didn't get to meet Olivia. She sounds like quite the young lady that she was and how many lives she has touched too. So.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
You bet. And I hope you have a fantastic turnout. Again, tonight over at Riley's Acres Community Center, they're at 4635 35th Avenue North in Fargo. The event is going on from 5 to 7. Warmblankethugs.com if you want to find more information or find them on Facebook. 820 right now, we get to the American Ag Network. Maybe we're not.
Or not.
Oh, we're playing this game again, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah. So without... That would have been our friend Jesse, but maybe not.
Let's see if we can try it again. Oh.
There it goes. All right.
8:23, Coffee Club joining us in studio now. Good morning to the two of you, Janae and Ronnie.
Good morning.
Are you heading out to Bonanzaville tonight, Ronnie, for the veterans event that's going to be going on out there?
Potentially.
Starting at 5 o'clock. I mean, could you ask for a better day for that event tonight?
I have packages coming today, so I'm glad they're not going to get rained on.
I had noticed it. I had a couple packages that did come in the rain that the gal that delivered, she actually tucked them inside our front glass door.
Very nice.
I wasn't expecting that. Normally, it's just like they're on your doorstep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. lots of stuff going on. And then we just talked about the Celebrate Kindness Be Like Olivia community picnic that's going to be going on tonight, too, at Riley's Acres Community Center. Mm. A lot of great events.
Mm-hmm. Get out that there. Time of year, too. Yeah.
Get out there and recognize our veterans there or go help fundraise for an awesome nonprofit. I saw a news story. America's breakfast cereals are getting sweeter, saltier, and fattier. How can they be worse than what we ate when we were kids? I thought they had more sugar. Nowadays, they cut back on the sugar and they put fiber in it, and they didn't have fiber in cereal when we were growing up.
I don't remember the last time I ate cereal.
Probably by today's standards, Bonnie.
Do you still eat cereal?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Do you?
Like kids' cereal.
I know, Ronnie, you still like cereal too, don't you?
I used to eat a lot of it, but I don't anymore.
It's good. There's just so many carbs and calories in it, and the serving is like
I haven't had it in years.
Cup.
I don't eat just a serving, Bonnie.
Who does? Exactly. That's why sometimes you just have to stay away from it.
What's your favorite mini wheats, huh?
No, that's not my favorite. What's your favorite? Cocoa Puffs.
Oh.
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs with the marshmallows.
I used to like Fruity Pebbles.
They're so good.
But I just haven't had them in many years.
I never got into those. I like Cocoa Pebbles, and my favorite was Life growing up. Hey, Mike, you like
it? I do. That's so boring. I am a big fan of Life cereal.
Life was phenomenal.
No. Yeah, it was.
Wheaties or cornflakes, that's boring.
Okay, I used to like the shredded, you guys, what do you call
shredded wheat?
Shredded wheat, but with the frosting on
mini
it.
Mini wheats.
I used to love those.
My dad
mini
used wheats. To eat those. Mm-hmm.
We used to call them hay bales.
Oh, that's if you get just the one big one.
Yeah, my dad ate those. I never cared for those. It was life when I was a kid.
Yeah. They hear your teeth.
Cracklin' Oat Bran always looked like dog food.
That's actually it was really good cereal.
I know,
it
but it looked like a bowl of dog food.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yep.
Was the one we would have.
Like that. Yep.
That's good.
Raisin Bran was one of my faves, but
really? as a kid,
yeah. Now with Crowns, you can't eat any of that stuff. No. Grape nuts, same thing. Can't eat grape nuts no more. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, were you one that ate them crunchy, Ronnie, or were you like my dad, where he would literally pour them
soggy.
And soak?
I'm like cereal,
soggy.
Yeah, Life cereal.
I let all my cereal. Yeah, it was all just
mush?
Slobbered. Yeah, full of moisture. Yeah,
oh no, I'd eat the grape nuts right away, all nice and crunchy.
Oh, yeah,
you guys,
I
bet I haven't had cereal since my 20s.
Well, I do a Jesus.
Over 20 years ago.
You get it at Costco, and I don't even. It's some healthier stuff, and I just put it like in my yogurt, is what I'll
do. Oh, like the granola?
Yeah, it's some kind of
granola. Yeah, yeah.
No, we usually buy like some of those cheaper, bigger bags of cereal because the girls will eat them, so.
My kids really didn't blast through much cereal growing up. They were
we didn't either.
Eaters.
My kids didn't either.
Growing up, I always loved the sweetened cereals. It got to a point where my folks would let each one of us buy. Or pick out a box of sweetened cereal.
Oh, yeah. Growing up, I ate plenty, but I'm going to say my kids
Waffle
really
Crisp.
Into
that was
it.
The best.
Oh, Waffle Crisp?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Quisp with that little Martian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I liked peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. That was my favorite.
I like Next to Life too.
I like the ones with the crunch berries.
Yeah, we didn't do the labeled any of that stuff. We were we were doing the big bagged cereal before it was.
I don't remember having bagged cereal when we were growing up. Maybe we did, but I just don't remember it.
Yeah, we used to shop at it before I knew what a Walmart, Sam's Club was, or a Costco. We were doing something called Prairie Market.
Yeah, they had one in Watertown.
You drive the big cart and, buy stuff in boxes. Your cereal would be big, resealable bags.
I loved it back in the day because they had a number of products that were just all generic.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
You don't remember the generic era?
No.
That would have been...
No, what did Ronnie just say?
Prairie Market.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Prairie Market, but the generic where you'd buy white boxes with black writing. There was nothing else on
it. I don't remember that either.
I think it was a 70s.
And I don't know if that was a big franchise or anything. It
Was there one in Aberdeen? Or
there was, Yeah, it was just a place we went to. You know, if you're on the farm, you're doing like everybody else. You're trying to save as much money as possible.
Feed a lot of mouths.
You're buying, if you use stuff a lot, like you're buying big bags of cereal or flour or what, you know.
Yeah, I think the Prairie Market was on the west edge of Watertown.
Oh, they had ours strategically placed. It was Prairie Market and then Implement Dealer, Implement Dealer, Implement. Yeah.
We had Piggly Wiggly.
Really? I remember mine as Piggly Wiggly.
And Red Owl growing up.
Oh,
Red Owl, yeah.
Well, they claim, many claim, if you watch the documentaries, that Piggly Wiggly was the standard bearer for the grocery store design you see today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, we talked about that one day.
Interesting. What are you guys talking about today on the show?
It's music day. music at Sweet Chats tonight. I'm pretty sure it's going to be on the terrace.
Yeah.
Elijah O'Sullivan is going to be on, and he is, he's so good. Yep. Love Elijah.
Yep.
Reese and Riley's will be in today as well, too. We'll see what Christine's cooking up. Vanilla pudding day, so I'm sure it's something with vanilla pudding.
Oh, it is?
Guys, I'm guessing.
Do you guys eat pudding much? Or
I like
ever?
Pudding. I don't. I get sugar free. Yeah.
I do the sugar free chocolate or the sugar free vanilla.
Those little Jello cups are not even enough to fill one eyeball, let alone two. Man.
It's just enough to give me the taste of a little bit of pudding.
We had a lot of pudding and Jello growing up.
We did too. We had a lot of pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm not sitting at the table like I was when I was a kid with the big chocolate ring around my mouth.
But it wasn't instant back then. My mom made it. You know, on the stove, and it was warm, and then the Cool Whip went on top. The homemade,
You boiled it, you let it refrigerate in your Tupperware container, and it got that little skin on top. Yeah. You had real whipped cream.
I didn't like the skin on top, so I preferred the instant.
You just peel it off or whatever.
Yeah, you could do that, too. That was wasting, though, Jace. We had to eat it in my house. All right, let's get out of here.
You betcha.
Bonnie and Friends, we'll be back 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great day. Stay tuned. Coffee Club with Janae and Ronnie. That's coming up next.